following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, 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 don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know, you can just go to hell. We're like, yeah, yeah, like that. Yeah.
You can't hit me, I'm a girl!
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care, I really don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I cared about you? No, you're just smart enough and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Wednesday here at Gillette Stadium, and we are getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't wait. Let's get back to playing football. Enough of this bye week. The bye week's only good when you're thinking about it, but when you're actually in it, it's like, you can't wait to get back on the field. So that's what the Patriots are preparing to do. Today is, of course, Wednesday, and that means it's media day, and most important, it means it's free pizza, so that's why everybody shows up today. But like I said, Steelers are coming up, and I think this is going to be a big show. I don't know why. I just have a feeling.
I just come to hang out with you.
Yeah, Paul's here. He just got back from the locker room. I don't know why, but I think this is going to be a rock'em sock'em show. You know, yesterday we spent a lot of time debating Tim Tebow. Still got some emails left over from that. People just want to get their two cents in, so we'll get to that. But today was also another big day for another reason in PFW land, and that's because it was the debut of the Wilson Hart Power Index. You laugh, Paul. Why are you laughing?
I thought it was funny the way you said that it made it a big day.
Well, it is. It's the debut of the first Wilson Hart Power Index. And, you know, you see on ESPN and the NFL.com, everybody does these power rankings. And they all have maybe a slightly different way of doing it. Well, we came up with, or actually Andy came up with, through talking with legitimately football experts. This isn't a joke. He talked with probably some of the greatest minds in football to come up with a formula to do these rankings. And it's a proprietary formula. We're not going to give it out because if we did, you could do your own and then you wouldn't have to come to our site to see our rankings. But the first one came out today, and you might be surprised, I was, at who was number one and where the Patriots ended up in the power rankings. So you go to Patriots.com right now, check out the blog, and you'll see the first ranking. But we'll come out with a revised edition of that ranking every Wednesday from here on in. And I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what this formula does with the teams. It's nothing to do with the eyeball test. I know most power rankings, the eyeball test is a big part of it. And it should be for some of these. But for this one, it's pure formula. So, you know, individual you know, biases have nothing to do with it. It's just what the number in the computation comes up with. And so check that out. And, you know, you can weigh in on this show with what you think. Patriots.com, what am I saying? Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at Patriots.com. The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398 down here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Again, 508-298-0398. So, Paul.
Fred.
I heard a lot of people was at Rob Gronkowski's locker today.
That is correct.
Why was that?
You might have heard that.
I know.
Some pictures sent
you,
out.
I'm giving you a lead in.
It's one of those things that, you know, I guess the fans have really taken an interest in. And It's gotten a life of its own. But yeah, he apologized for any embarrassment he may have brought. You know, the Kraft family specifically mentioned, and you know, the Patriots organization. It wasn't his intention. I think maybe the fact that the shirt was involved.
Yeah, the logo.
You know, with
yeah.
the logo and the brand and all that. It was kind of ominous. I really didn't think much of it, as you know. Yesterday, I still don't think much of it, but I'm starting to think that there might be some discipline forthcoming.
You think so?
Based on his comments today. I don't think he should. I don't think there should be anything. But based on the comments, I just thought that he apologized a lot more than he had. I don't really think he did anything wrong. I said that yesterday. I say that today. I don't really
what
think this...
What if he had posed with a criminal?
A criminal might be a little bit different. But even then, he's just posing with a criminal?
I mean, with the shirt on, with the Patriot shirt on.
I don't know. Is he supposed to pretend he's not a Patriot when it's not a Patriot-related event?
No,
I,
but
I don't
I'm
know.
Just I'm just asking. If it was a known criminal, would it be any different?
What is he doing?
Just posing, like, you know,
I don't
arm
really
around him.
I don't really have a huge problem with it.
No?
No. I mean, listen, I understand the whole idea about, you know, you need to be careful of where you are and what you do and
the people you put
be,
around
be aware
you.
Of
I mean,
the things.
We talk
yeah,
about these
the situations
people who
you put yourself
come from
in.
Bad backgrounds, and we say, you know, they got to realize that they got to separate themselves from that because, you know, Brandon Merriweather, they're going to just get themselves in trouble. And
yep.
here they are meeting new friends. With the possibility of doing the same thing, you know?
Yeah, to me, it's, I don't know. Like, I would much rather have this photo come out than, say, a photo of, say, him at 4 o'clock in the morning in a strip joint in Las Vegas.
Right, right.
With no Patriot shirt on.
I hear that.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? You have no idea that it's Rob Gronkowski. He's a Patriot, except for that you know it's Rob Gronkowski.
Right.
I would much rather have this photo come out than something like that.
I hear that. Yep.
To me, that's destructive. That you know, you know, what he was doing. Look, I don't know what he was doing with B.B. Jones.
Right.
You know, I don't know what was going on. I only know what they've said. But I just found it kind of harmless. And it seems like it's taken on a life of its own.
Well, people aren't going to let it die until they get their quote. So that was why, of course, obviously, all the media was around and they all had to get their quote. And,
let me just give you a quick aside here and we'll get right back to the Gronk thing.
Yeah, sure.
You know how we always talk every Wednesday and how surprising it is to hear Bill talk and give us the lowdown on Pittsburgh and then hear the players? Bill must have said three different ways about, you know, poo-pooing the Patriots' success against Pittsburgh. You know, Patriots own Pittsburgh. We've said it. You're not even worried about the game because they own them so much.
Right.
And you're right. They own them. It is what it is. Well, Bill says, you know, we've had our moments against them. They've had their moments against them. So 20 minutes later, Tom Brady takes to the podium. And Tom Brady, in particular, absolutely owns Dick LeBeau. Matter of fact, Ian Rappaport mentioned it on NFL Network, and that's sort of taken on a life of its own. We'll get to that later. And Ian's right. Tom Brady owns Dick LeBeau. And so he was asked about that, Brady was, and what does he say? We've had our moments and they've had their moments.
That was the memo that went out.
I find
this
that amazing how they parrot the exact phrasing every week.
Yeah. Andy's here.
What's up?
What's going on in the locker room for you? Who did you talk to?
I went one on one with the great one, Brandon Spikes, in the hallway.
But Andy's a better guy to ask about Gronk because
he was in the scrum.
Gronk was nervous. Gronk was definitely nervous. He spoke with a member of the PR department.
You were on Toucher and Rich this morning, and they kind of laughed at you when you said, well, he'll definitely be talking to.
God, yeah. Now,
and
I think he got more of a talking to than I assumed. I think he may have gotten a talking to from a different level of the stadium based on the fact that he never intended to hurt the Kraft name, the organization, the reputation, any of that. Now, part of that may be business. I know, you know, there's a sensitivity with team logos and things of that nature, the Shield, the NFL being in inappropriate situations.
Right.
And that was out there. Now, I've already gotten tweets. Some people think it would be a non-factor if the jersey and the Patriots logo weren't involved. But
yeah.
I think there's a chance that he heard from the big guy on this one. I think either directly or indirectly.
Well, the fact that he kept mentioning Kraft
family. Yes, yes.
That's why we think that.
And I think that's why he had the look in his face. I mean, he walked in the locker room, and we laugh because every time he walks in, it's smirk, happy-go-lucky. That was gone today. That was not there. He went right to the PR. Oh, really? I don't want to, you know, he didn't want to talk about it. Didn't want to talk about the photo, but had to kind of say his piece.
Right.
This resonated with him. He got a lashing from somebody that I think will have him thinking twice in the future.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if it didn't deserve quite the lashing, let's do it now so that, you know, down the road, the next time he has a decision to make, he has something to think about.
Right. I agree.
You know?
I agree. He can learn from this. But it's what I said yesterday. This is what young players do. They make mistakes. They learn from them. If they don't, then they become issues, and they probably play themselves out of the league or off a team or whatever. But as long as you learn from them, I still stand by. If Tom Brady were the young Tom Brady today, there would be more out there. There'd be cell phone photos, Tara Reid dancing on tables.
Think about how much has changed in just technology from 2001 to now. It's amazing. There was no iPhone.
Right.
There was no smart apps. There was none of that.
There was
no
Twitter.
Yeah.
There was no Facebook.
That smart apps.
I was around in 2001, so they were smart asses. I was there. Yeah. But I think he would have had more of these instances because he lived the life.
Yep.
You know, Tara Reid. Remember, he was judging Donald Trump's pageant is, Miss USA, Miss Universe, Miss something. I mean, and Willa Ford
Hawaiian
was there,
tropics,
and she
maybe?
Was hot, and all the. I just
Who?
Think. Wasn't it Willa Ford that he said was like the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen in person?
I never heard of that name.
I think so.
I never heard
she
of
was
it
a co a co-judge or whatever at the thing. And she was a singer, I think, at the time. Maybe had a kind of one-hit wonder or whatever. But I think Gronkowski will learn from it.
Will a Ford beat a Chevy?
Ba-dum-bum.
Nice of you to pay attention.
But more importantly, speaking of guys learning from some indiscretions and some little publicity fires, I did have a chance to chat with Brandon Spikes. And I left that, and I actually had a discussion with somebody in the PR department. He does himself no good PR-wise.
No.
By not talking in the Twitter, he is really well-spoken. He's a really nice guy.
Pow!
The one question he wouldn't answer. We talked about his off-field transgressions. We talked about Twitter and how he creates fires and different things. But the last question I said, I got to know, what's pow or pow-pow? And he didn't want to answer it. He
really?
Leave that one be, he said. But which leads me to believe it may be interesting.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want me to know what it is,
right.
That makes me want to know more. But I really think if he can keep these little...
I really am a cynical one. I hear that and I automatically think he doesn't want to tell anybody because it's nothing and it's boring.
Because it's really boring. That could be, too.
It could be.
Yeah.
And you're just hyping
it up. I really
am
a cynical bastard.
But I really think if he could keep these little fires, you know, the injury play in basketball, the videotape, the suspension, well, that's maybe a bigger fire than a little fire. If he could stop those, I think he could be a very good mouthpiece for this team. I think he's in Teddy Bruschi's old locker. I think he would be very entertaining every week on a Wednesday talking. He doesn't say a ton.
These things really are huge.
But he's much more entertaining than Gerard Mayo, who's dry and there's nothing there. I think he could be a guy in that locker. I talked to him about Tebow and the fact they both were the leaders in Florida and kind of had to earn their stay in the NFL, and it hasn't been perfect. Because he admits he was good when he got to Florida. First play he ever had was a tackle for a loss, and it rolled from there. Charlie Strong, he learned a lot from him. He made plays immediately. This is the first time he's really had to work to be a professional, work to make plays, get acclimated to a system.
Interesting.
So I just think he's a very likable guy, and these speed bumps along the way have kind of, I think some people like him, but I think some people dislike him for reasons that he could fix.
Well, and also, again, like Gronkowski, I think that the Patriots agree with you probably, and that's why they've come down so hard on him. And, you know, I think he's been in the doghouse.
Right.
And I think because of these things, they see, you know, you're such a good guy. You have such potential.
It's the old thing.
We got to get you off that track that you're on right now.
If the coach ever stops yelling at you, worry.
Then you worry.
Because
about
he doesn't care anymore.
Right.
If he's yelling at you, he thinks you can be better, can be more, can get to a place. If they thought he was a total turd, which, let's be honest, there's been times where he's come off as a turd. Right?
The
word that Florio likes to use?
Sure.
They would get rid of him. They wouldn't deal with him.
Right.
He's not that good. He's, you know what I mean? He's not like the next coming of Mike Singletary.
Yep.
He could be a good middle linebacker, I think. But they've invested a lot in him. I think they see the good. I think everybody does. The person I was talking to in PR, it's like, wow, he's so good, and he doesn't seem like he does himself any favors with some of the stuff he gets into. And
yeah.
Even the Twitter, it's stupid. But if you're annoying fans and you're... they remember that, and you rub them the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think he could make himself money. I think he's well-spoken, funny. I think he could be a spokesman. The hair,
and
the celebrations on the
kids,
field.
The kids love him.
Right.
Brandon Spikes,
cred.
Florida.
He's got street
cred. He's got the hair, you know.
Yep. He's got street cred.
They want him to do well. You know, the kids, they expect him to do well just from his, you know, what they've heard of him.
Right.
You know?
So he's an interesting guy. He'll be interesting building off of what we all pretty much agreed was his best game. He kind of agreed to it. I just talked to him a little bit about that. It'll be interesting to see where he goes over the second half of this season.
Webradio@patriots.com is email address. Stephen Albany says, Fred, are you that big of a prude that you're willing to liken an adult film star to a criminal? Would it be all right if he took a picture with his jersey next to a fat cat mortgage securities broker? This profession brings pain to the average American, while BB's brings joy. Why is our society that ass backwards? I didn't liken him to that. The question I asked Paul before you got here, Andy, was, you know, maybe they were mad because the logo and the shirt was in the picture. And, you know, so what? And I said, okay, what if he was with a known criminal with the Patriots jersey on, would that be bad?
But like,
I wasn't likening.
Yes, if you're associating with known criminals,
what kind
that's worse.
What kind of criminal, though?
A guy who,
like Buddy Cianci.
No, worse than that. Like,
like what?
I think that one would be bad
too. Like somebody who was a known mobster, and don't say like Buddy Cianci.
Okay.
That's why I kind of was going with the Buddy Cianci one. I think that would look bad.
Well, I mean, he was the mayor, you know, so.
And he's been twice jailed?
I think that's worse than this. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
but I
me
still
too.
Don't think it's that bad.
Who has worse connections, Buddy Cianci or B.B. Jones? Is it Jones or
I'll
last
be okay.
name? Okay. B.B. Jones over there.
I had that little, you know, banana
thing in your
tailpipe.
Throat. Like B.B. Jones, I've seen on the internet.
Andy, I think that I sufficiently
Touch and Rich
promoted
with me,
your,
by the way.
The Hart Wilson Index.
Okay, did you talk about it?
Well, I didn't say who's who because I wanted people to go there first.
Oh, okay.
But why don't you go? Why don't you? You know, now I've given them a chance.
Okay, so now you want me to talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, the number one team in all of football, according to the Wilson Hart Power Index, Jim Harbaugh's San Francisco 49ers, with a slight nod over the Green Bay Packers, which is everybody's normal.
Those numbers are flawed.
Power ranking system. Detroit Lions, I find most interesting because they are number three despite two losses over the last couple weeks.
Both at home, too.
So I find that interesting. Houston Texans is a team in the fourth in my power ranking. Wilson.
Fraud meter's just going up higher.
Well, how do you know?
Because I know.
See, that's the flaw with power rankings. It's all about, I just know.
Right.
I know. It's like porn.
Well, no.
You know it when you see it. I know good teams when
most
I see them.
Most power rankings.
Yeah, and I didn't see it in those pictures.
Most if you
power
put on Bill Berry's link, you would have.
I didn't get Bill Berry's
Most power
Berry's
rankings
link.
Do have subjectivity
right.
to it. It's all about that.
Right.
But this is different.
No, this is a number-based system taking into account the most important stats in the game.
According to
you. No, not according,
according
to
some
Andy.
Very highly who, paid who, consultants.
Whoever, though, but it's still a...
Right.
You're deciding what numbers you use.
But you don't think that's more valuable than you saying, that's flawed.
Oh,
the
no.
Texans stink.
No,
the Packers are good.
It's fine.
At least
well, no,
I have
no, no.
some
I didn't say
numbers behind it.
I first of all, I was joking. It was definitely exaggerating for effect, but thanks for...
You know who I'm rooting for now.
Thanks
the
for
Houston
peeing
Texans
the
to win the Super
there.
Bowl. I want the Houston Texans to win it all so I can go double barrels at everyone.
The Houston Texans will win the AFC South by default.
No, I want them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Oh, boy, I hope he has to eat those words.
Well, it isn't going to happen.
That would be just like
How
you.
How do you know?
That would be just like you to hope that it happens.
Right.
Because we all know, Fred, it's everything but
right.
well,
Patriots.
They have a better chance. They're the fourth-ranked team, and the New England
now,
Patriots are the seventh-ranked team, tied with
okay,
the New York Jets.
Okay, Mr. Non-Subjectivity. Who do you think is better, the Patriots or the Texans?
I haven't seen them play. I can't tell you.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If Andre Johnson plays and Arian Foster plays and Matt Schaub plays,
who's better?
You don't think that
the
team
Texans
would put up
Patriots.
A boatload of points against this team?
Well,
this defense?
I do remember what happened the last time they played when
no.
the Patriots dominated.
Let's look at a real game against this defense right now.
Don't, I think
don't
the Patriots
give you
would
the,
win
no,
easily.
No 0-3, 0-4. Easily?
Easily.
I think you're out of your bleeping mind.
I think the Patriots
And this
would
is the guy who would have traded Brady for Matt Schaub.
Yeah, I don't know about easily, Paul.
I think they would win easily.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
That stuns me.
Couple people.
I wish
are,
they played.
Couple people.
If
are,
they were in Houston, I'd probably pick the Texans.
They have a very good chance to play in
wow.
the postseason. A
couple people are already chiming in on the Hart Wilson Index.
Wilson Hart Index.
Wilson
Careful.
Hart.
Some people get really mad if you say it the wrong way.
Tiff in Wisconsin says, I apologize.
What's up, girl?
I apologize for using the DB term yesterday. I have such a vitriolic response to Tebow, so the conversation brings out the worst in me. I apologize to the fellow PFW listeners and hosts. To me, Andy's NFL rankings pass the eyesight test more so than the traditional NFL rankings. I would be interested to see how the Ravens are ranked next week. Good job, Big Head.
Why, thank you, Tiff.
And Nick in Maine says, I just thought I'd let you know I really like the idea behind the Hart Wilson Power Rankings. I'm not sure if they make other rankings obsolete, but they definitely provide something that no other rankings have so far. And, of course, he wants to chime in on Tebow. I might as well let him.
Can I talk for just 1 second?
Yeah.
The Ravens, I was actually a little surprised. They only fell one spot after that debacle on Monday night. I was a little surprised with it. It's interesting how this is kind of sunk into my head. Now, I watch games, and it's in the third quarter, and however one team is playing, the first thing I think of is, well, I wonder how this performance will affect their rankings in the index. And they played ass football, absolute ass football, and only fell one spot. And they even, I want to look at the other, and they're still significantly above the team behind them, the Bills, based on the index.
It's because of that defense.
And one bad game doesn't wipe out five or six good games. I mean, it all works out in the wash.
I don't want to give away.
Do not.
I don't want to
proprietary. Yeah, I'll sue your ass.
I'm not giving away, but one thing I think your thing doesn't take into consideration.
Maybe you should have told me this before I put it on the web and went with the final index.
Is the strength of opponents.
That's stupid. How are you going to do that midseason when you don't assess the strength of opponents until January?
You take into consideration their ranking, and that's their strength. So you don't go outside your formula. You stay within your formula.
How do you know it doesn't take that into consideration?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
You have no idea, because not even you know the formula.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, actually.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
No, but Tiff's...
I don't even really know the formula. Wilson was absent yesterday, and I was hoping she was in today so we could post it.
Tiff's critique
of him or her.
And by the way, Wilson is not the person who, you know, so in case people are like, who are some football people with the last name Wilson? That's not the person or people who... Yeah, came up with the formula.
It's the ball. It's the Duke.
Right. But I do like the way Tiff talked about it, because that's what Andy wanted to do. He wanted to come up with something that just wasn't looking at games and watching the teams and saying, okay, I think this team is better than that team. Because you have to do something with some kind of cumulative effect. And Andy put together things that he thought were important, and he talked to other people, and they had things that they thought were important. And Andy came up with a formula with the help of Wilson. This right. mysterious Wilson character. And I do think it's far more valuable than just sort of saying, well, I think this team is better than that team.
Nick will finish his email. He says, as far as Tebow, I'm completely indifferent until he proves himself one way or the other. But I will leave you with these comments about Tebow that I think explains why spending 5 minutes with him will make you a better person. Tim Tebow was God's gift to the world. He loves football so much, four quarters wasn't enough, so he wanted overtime and a win. It was a Gator Day at Miami Stadium. There was more Tebow fans than Dolphin fans. He crushes his opponents, then helps them up with encouraging words of Jesus. He will lower his shoulder and break a defender in half, then lead a stadium-wide prayer in his quick return to full health. They recently found an extra chromosome in his DNA. It is now labeled the W chromosome, which gives it Holder the ability to win at everything, forever. His holy light is so bright it's blinding, but fear not, he will then cure their blindness with the power of the Virgin Mary. Tim Tebow is forever. Pretty sure those are all the facts. Keep up the great work. You guys are awesome.
Not a surprise. Brandon Spikes thinks Tebow is going to be good. He's a believer. But as biased as they come.
Because he played with him.
Right, but I forgot the exact quote, but he believes that work will beat talent that's not working every time, which I didn't want to, you know, pick a fight with him, but what if talent's working? Tom Brady has talent and works. That's why he's great.
All right.
But he's definitely all-in believer in Tim Tebow.
Sure.
I would be, too, I'm sure, if I played with him. I mean, you didn't, and for some reason you're all-in believer.
I just have a feeling about the guy. All right, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's take our first break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Browns! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
We all know Paul Perillo isn't afraid of a microphone or a camera.
Good Lord, I would call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
During the season, Paul can be seen on programs like PFW TV, Patriots All Access, Patriots Today, and Mohegan Sun Sports Tonight. He can also be heard daily on Patriots.com during PFW In Progress, or on 98.5 The Sports Hub during, well, any show that will take him.
I need more airtime. I'm going to make that clear.
And we thought Andy had a big head.
Maybe it'll be Patriots Today's Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, our version.
As long as Paul Perillo is involved in that version, I'm all for it.
Now, back to Paul Perillo and those other guys.
All right. Back here in PFW In Progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. I don't want to spend another show talking about Tim Tebow, and we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about the Steelers a lot and going into this game, but we did get this one interesting emailer, and the reason I'm going to read it is because this guy actually played with both Cam Newton and Tim Tebow in Florida. His name is Chris. He says...
So he says.
Yeah. He says in 2006 he played with both guys in Florida. He says, Tebow needs some time to learn just like every quarterback. This accuracy thing is simply timing, throwing to spots. It can be learned. If Jeff Garcia can learn it, anyone can. As for Newton, Newton was on his third strike at Florida. He cheated on two tests, stole another student's laptop, and was always trying to sell Gator gear on eBay of graduating seniors. Dan Mullen and Urban knew this and only kept him on the team because Tebow was so bad at practice the first 2 years. Other coaches might have benched him, but Chris Leak was so disliked by the coaches that Tim was embraced. Whoops. Newton's come a long way, though. Gator Nation hates him, but people deserve second chances. In a lot of ways, Newton has come further than Tebow. And P.S., John Fox hates Tebow. Did you see Fox's face after they won? Fox didn't want to win that game. So that's somebody who played with both
of them. Yeah, I didn't see the John Fox thing, but I will say about the stuff about at Cam Newton, yeah, I'm sure that if all those things are true, and I don't know if they are, because it says he played, I don't know. I mean, we'll take the emailer at face value. If he was involved with all that stuff at Florida, I'm sure that he wasn't involved in a pay-for-play scam.
Oh, right. Good point.
I'm sure you guys are right that the NCAA exonerated them. I'm sure that he wasn't at fault there.
So are you saying that the NCAA turned a blind eye to Cam Newton?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. You believe them.
I didn't really. Not really.
Well, you were just being argumentative yesterday.
No, but I do think his father kind of pushed him toward that. I mean, his father was...
Cash the check.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it's done in a lot of ways. They have these quote-unquote advisors. They could be family members, they could be agents.
It's known that his father had this church that was run down, that was going to foreclose, and all of a sudden he came up with the money to keep it open.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah, but yet the NCAA couldn't find anything.
No, I know. I'm not...
Because they don't want to find it.
I'm not...
Nor should they.
I'm not absolving
it. Because it'll ruin
NCAA.
Their entire cash empire.
See, to me, there's a difference between... You know, recruiting violations and things that, you know, grades and, you know, stuff that's wrong. It's wrong. It's flat out wrong. As opposed to, he's literally going from school to school, selling himself to the highest bidder.
Yeah,
and I know
bother me.
I don't know how it cannot.
I don't know how grades cannot bother. To me, that bothers me.
Oh, it does.
More.
It does bother me. All of it bothers me. But
if they're having other people take tests and do that. Really bothers me.
That to me is
more.
That's despicable. That bothers me a lot.
It's a cash industry. That's what it is.
But you can't just take the money that they give you, which, let's face it, we know that they give the money, as opposed to, they're giving me $100,000. You want to make it $150,000? How about $200,000 for you? I mean, you don't think that's even worse?
Not really.
Okay.
Especially for him. You know, he probably said, you sign me, you'll win a national title. How much money are you going to make then? Give me $100,000 and I'll be there. And he did it.
Mike from New York on the power rankings. He says, I like the theory behind the rankings,
but
I'm not sure about the results. The 49ers are not the best team in football right now. It's clearly the Packers.
Can you yell at him?
And a team that loses two games in a row, at home no less, should not be in the top five. The Texans are also not that great, even at full strength. They make mistakes that cost them games. The Patriots would beat them by at least two scores.
I agree.
I think if injuries are going to hurt them, they already lost Mario Williams. They've had injuries on offense. Foster's always in and out. I think at full strength, they would give the Patriots a run for their money and may beat them. I do. With this defense against that offense, I think they'd be in trouble.
Also, I wanted to get your opinion on the Steelers this Sunday. I'm a little nervous. I think Wallace is much better receiver this year, and I just don't know if the Patriots secondary would be able to stop him, Miller and all those guys. What do you think they need to do on defense to come out on top?
Pressure up front. Control the line of scrimmage, beat that offensive line, and collapse the pocket, all that crap.
That's how they did it last year.
Because and they should. They should be able to do that.
And Mike Wallace Mike Wallace is a terrific receiver. He's not markedly better this year than last year. He was a speed burner, big play guy last year, and maybe he has more catches this year than last year. The other two guys, one of which Andy talked to Bill about today in the press conference, Antonio Brown, him and Emmanuel Sanders, they're not huge parts of that offense, but they were non-factors last year. And this year, they now have some more options. Hines Ward, I guess, is he iffy for this game?
Yes.
He get banged up?
And Hampton may be back, they're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have some more weapons, but I think it all comes to pressure, because I think the Pittsburgh offensive line is just terrible, and that's I think they had 5 sacks last year against Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. And what did they have for the season?
27-6.
Yeah, not a lot. So Mike Wright, I think, had 3 or something like that in that game. I'm just looking up as I'm talking. Antonio Brown, 25 catches for 364 yards. I mean, that's...
including 100 yards last week, his first career 100-yard
game.
That's
not bad. Now, Sanders only has 13 for 173, but they were complete non-factors last season. I think one of them, I want to say Brown, caught a huge pass against the Jets or against the Ravens at the end of a playoff game, and literally it was like the more yards than he had in the whole season. You know, remember the bomb he caught, like he trapped it up against his head?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was Brown?
That's the kind of thing.
I need a visual. I can't just, say something.
It was one of them.
Well, you know, it was Brown.
It was Brown as well.
I said after the Dallas game that the one thing we didn't really see Dallas do to the Patriots defense was challenge them deep. They Romo, whatever reason, didn't do that. And I think if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm going to test that.
They will.
And they've got the guy to do it.
But even more so than just running a flat go and challenging them deep on a 7-step drop, they can challenge you deep when the play breaks down for a 1-count or a 2-count. He can just lob it up there,
right,
on one of those guys deep.
Right.
And with the questions at safety, I know everybody likes Ahedebo, and they've been better since he's been out there. I still think there are some concerns in the back end of that defense. And certainly with Devin McCourty. I mean, they still need to prove they can play. Bodden,
sure.
McCourty,
yep.
They haven't played well
so
yet.
I'm not worried about the game. I think I'm not worried in the fact that I think I know who's going to win. It could be ugly. I mean, it could be a tight game, but I'm pretty sure the Patriots are going to come out on top.
So you think the Patriots could win ugly?
Yeah.
17-14?
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think if it's ugly, that's Pittsburgh.
If it bogs down, I think they win.
Yeah.
If Brady can score points and move the ball through the air, then they win.
And that's what I think will happen. I think the Patriots, I am definitely a believer of the whole, you know, the Ian comment about Brady owns Dick LeBeau. I am all in on that. I think that's accurate.
Plus with Harrison out, I mean,
Lamar Woodley pretty good now.
No, he's having a good year.
And, not just having a good year.
He had like 55 sacks in the last 3 years or some ridiculous
number. He's as good as Harrison.
I know, but here's the thing about
I'm not sold on
but
that.
Here's the thing about the Pittsburgh defense. If you're a starter on that defense, you're going to get sacks. It's what it's designed to do.
Eh.
I mean, that's the nature of that defense.
I'm a big believer in their talent evaluation, and they've decided to retain these guys when year after year letting guys go. I think they decided these guys are different. I think Lamar Woodley's pretty good. I'm not sure he's as good as Harrison. I don't think he's explosive.
Maybe he's not quite
he's not as
good as Harrison. I think he might be more versatile than Harrison.
Oh, he is. But I'm talking about pass rushing, violence. I fear Harrison more than I fear Woodley, but Woodley's very good.
Sure he is.
Yeah, he's not just having a good year.
And he's just good when Harrison plays. You know, he cleans up the scraps because everybody's worried about he's good.
Yeah,
give him his credit. What credit's due.
I mentioned Freddie earlier that I wanted to get back to that Ian comment because he was talking to Andy and I in the media room.
Actually, he made a mistake. I want to just I started talking to him because he's sitting there shaking his head about something that's going on. He goes, "Oh, somebody punched me in the face," and I go, "Is that really an open invitation? Because I'd be more than happy." He goes, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that with you around."
He did a hit on NFL Network, I guess, yesterday, and made a comment that Tom Brady owns Dick LeBeau. Well, evidently, some Pittsburgh writers immediately began tweeting out that Ian Rappaport of the Boston Herald said on NFL Network that Tom Brady says he owns Dick LeBeau.
Oh, that's a lot different.
Lot different. So, a little interesting to see.
Did Ian reply, wait, what?
In that conference call, I don't know if Brady's going to speak to Pittsburgh because Brady doesn't have to be the conference call every single week.
So now is Ian going to have to go down to Bill Belichick's office and be talking?
He said he was going to have to. He was going to try to talk to Brady.
Well, he said he immediately went and got the video and tweeted the video of him saying what he said to prove, I didn't say that. I said he owns him. Nothing about Brady saying he owns him.
Right.
Yeah, I back Ian on this one. It's rare when I back Ian, but he's the one who's right this time.
He's right.
Keith writes in, Welker is having a great season, but do you think such selective targeting to Welker is taking game time reps away from other receivers, reps that are needed to build the confidence to make big plays in the playoffs when a competent team decides to take Welker out of the game?
Is that a question related to Ochoa or Price? Because other than that, all the other weapons have gotten their opportunities. Branch has had his games. Gronk has had his games. Hernandez has had his games. right? So right. The only people you could be talking about are Ocho or even Price.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't get on the field. Never mind not targeting them. They don't get on the field. Maybe, they're not good enough to play.
Maybe Edelman, but he is the backup to Welker. So
and he's been hurt, you know?
And more importantly, he's Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Next year, maybe he'll be a guy that I'm trying to get the ball to and make sure he's ready for the postseason. If I get to the postseason and he has to play, it's not ideal, so I'll deal with it then.
Let's see. Another emailer. All power ratings in football are useless.
No, these aren't. That's the point.
One major injury can change a rating too much. Take away the starting quarterback from any team and what happens to the power rating of that team? I use the quarterback, but what if it's the left tackle, best player on the D-line, the star running back or wide receiver? Football has too many injuries, even small ones we don't hear about. That's Larry. And P.S., Fred, why can I not use the audio history? I tried on AOL, Google, and Internet Explorer. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Here's our director of new media.
But that's why it
Maybe
changes.
Maybe Chris Ferreira can give you an email.
He's right, but that's why it changes every
about
week.
About the audio history?
No, about the injuries making an impact from week to week.
Yeah,
but that's how anything.
But that's
is.
Yeah.
Anything so you try to rank, it
if your quarterback goes down, your ranking goes down.
You know, that's why when I was making the picks the other week, and I used the rankings to make my picks, in which, by the way, I won the week, right? 8-4, didn't you say?
I don't recall that.
I thought you told me you won. I won the week at 8-4. Look that up. I thought you said you went 7-5, and someone else.
I believe I was the only one you beat, but. I'll check that.
But that's the flaw.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Because I don't know that Carson Palmer is going to play for the Raiders. I mean, it doesn't know, the index.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a flaw. But, I mean, if that's the case, then we'll do what you do.
Right.
I'll wait till February 7th and tell you who the best team in football is because they just won the Super Bowl and take all the fun out of it.
Let's go to the Ace Stickin' Hotline at 508-298-0398. Dan with the service dogs on the line. Hey, Dan.
Good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Harriet.
We're doing great.
What's up, Dan the Man?
Was Harriet, right?
Harriet is currently asleep right now, so she didn't hear you.
I thought you said died.
I did, too.
Don't scare us like that.
No, definitely not. But
give her a rub for me later.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sure, no
even
problem.
Even that he has to take to a
actually,
bad
she's
place.
Up now. She's excited. But anyway,
oh, she heard my voice. Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, Harriet. Oh, she's a good girl.
Yep. But she's, I don't know, playing around with one of her things. But I wanted to call to... give Paulie some props for 2 points he made in the last show that I thought were right on the money.
That's a first.
But the first was about the whole Kerry Collins thing with the Colts and Curtis Painter, which I think like you're absolutely right about that. I mean, if I were Curtis Painter and that just happened, I would have marched right into Paulie's office and said, look, I don't know what you had in mind when you drafted me, but I didn't really plan on working my way to be the number two just to get stepped over when my time comes.
Believe me, it hurt. It had a little history to it. It happened to me in high school. go ahead.
Notice it's always about him. Only Tim Tebow Jr. over there.
Only for a quarter. But go ahead.
Yeah, but the second one was about Tebow and how you said that whoever was if they were planning on playing Tebow, knowing that he didn't give them the best chance to win. Yeah, whoever was responsible for that should absolutely. Be fired, especially if you're charging the fans to come see the game, knowing that you're putting an inferior product out there.
Fans don't think that. They think that he's...
But if that stuff that emailer said, Chris, the one that said he played in Florida, said if he's right about John Fox and he was disgusted and he wished that... He should be fired right now.
Yeah.
He should be fired.
I mean, that's
because if he put the guy on the field,
he's got the backing of John. I think John Elway feels the
same
way.
And Pat Bowlen should get rid of them all.
Well,
because
if
they're doing things that aren't in the best interest of their organization, they should be gone.
I happen to think this is an aside.
I think that's terrible destroying a game.
Yeah. Knowingly doing things that aren't in the best interest of the team, to me, is grounds for firing.
Well, this is an aside, but I think John Elway is going to eventually tarnish my image of him in the role that he's in.
I think that's impossible.
No,
the only thing he could do.
Bjorn Borg did it. He was one of my favorites. He tarnished his image after he quit.
The only thing he could do to you is somehow beat the Patriots in an important game, and he can't play anymore.
Well, he'd have to beat the Patriots, then go out and like do a jig in the middle of the field. Then I would really be mad.
Which, by the way, is how Tim Tebow is going to lose your support.
Right.
If he beats the Patriots and bows down on one knee, is holding hands and doing all this stuff, you will
cut
ties with him.
That's what he does
less
every
of a chance
game.
Of doing that
he doesn't
Houston
do it
does.
Just when he beats the
Josh
Patriots.
Josh McDaniels celebrated every win.
Not the
as
way
soon
he
jumped
when
around
he
and
the
hugged
Patriots.
People.
Oh, please. I don't see.
Fred, that was a big criticism of McDaniels, is that he was too emotional on the sideline.
Yeah, but not the way he was in the Patriots game. He came over to my bus after the game. Well,
saw that. That was a little much.
That's right.
That was a
That's
little
all
much.
Part
McDaniels
of it.
Got into fights with people on the field, remember? Because he was so emotional.
Well, Todd Haley.
But
wagged
before
his finger
that,
at him.
Chargers maybe? He started a pregame fight like Joey Porter. Remember, because he was talking poo.
Yeah, I don't blame McDaniels for the Todd Haley flap.
Chargers, I think, and a fight almost broke out.
Yeah, you're right. He said something.
I don't blame McDaniels for the Todd Haley flap. Todd Haley has a flap with everybody.
Right. What is it with these coaches?
I gotta get going.
All right, Dan. Sorry to keep you.
No, it's all right. No, I like this. But I just wanted to say before I go that Belichick's actually kind of right when he said Pittsburgh's had their moments. In fact, I count exactly two. Like there was the first game with they played with Roethlisberger. His rookie year, and then it was the Matt Castle game. So
that's correct.
I mean, that shows you what kind of moments they've had.
Yeah, yep. You're absolutely
right. But you guys have a good day. It's good talking to you.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. But you know, see, the other thing about that is, I just missed the Castle game because to me, it's different. You know, even though that Castle team played well, that was the first time Castle had played against Pittsburgh. You know,
right? And he was still in the deer in headlights phase, and those were bright headlights he was getting from them.
Well, the Halloween game is the one that I think of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even that one had, like, broken legs, and that became just like a
debacle. There's different games there that get confused.
That wasn't the one with Brady? Brady threw the pick for the interception, I thought?
Brady did throw a pick, yeah.
And isn't that the same one that Light broke his leg?
No.
Oh.
That was 05. They won that game.
Oh.
But Ty Law got hurt.
Away from my effing player?
Ty Law got hurt in 04. They won the get away from my effing player game.
Oh.
And that was the Matt Light.
I thought that was the same game as the pick six.
Nope. Hmm. You know, that was a different game.
I believe in the
getting away from my effing player, that was an overcast game, and the pick six was pretty sunny.
Never, ever, ever make fun of me again. Now he's telling me what the weather was.
I just remember, I think. And I could be wrong.
Yes,
I don't,
you could.
I don't remember the weather. I vaguely remember the Halloween game being a 4 o'clock game, so it was night. Like this game will be, but
right.
I don't remember that for sure. But I think I would, strippers will probably give us this, but I think there were back-to-back possessions in the third quarter where Brady threw a pick six to maybe McFadden, one of those guys, and then the next possession that place was going crazy, and they had one of those blitzes on, and everybody came, and they had a screen,
mm-hmm.
and Falk caught the screen, and bang, guy hit him right as he caught it. The ball popped up, and remember?
Yeah, I do.
They turned the ball over in consecutive possessions. Ty Law got hurt that game, and that was the cart game. You know, I never allowed myself to get carried off the field, and as soon as he got into the tunnel, he said, where's the cart at? I need a cart. But there's two different games, both of which were rough games physically for the Patriots, but they won the second one. The Matt Light game, I believe, was early 05, and then Nick Kasher had to go in and play for him the rest of the year. That's the kind of crap that sticks in my head. That's ask me what I had for breakfast, forget about it.
Robin Marlboro, hey guys, in Chaz Bono.
He got kicked off. It got kicked off last night, I read in the headlines.
Oh, and the Dancing with the Stars?
That is accurate. Evidently, the judges were very mean, too. It was a big flap. I was listening to Maddie in the morning as I was driving in today. And one of them said that they looked like a penguin, an angry penguin stomping around the stage or something like that. And the guy that dances or with Chaz, what is that?
It.
He?
Yeah, it's a he.
I guess he was very upset. I don't know.
I know you've been covering this stuff, but I can only listen to the podcast, so I'll throw my two cents in. Tim Tebow and his persona are very polarizing. People seem to either like him and feel the need to defend him or hate him because of all the Tebow mania. I think very few people actually judge him on his record. I would pay Welker on the high side. The guy has at times carried the team on his back and is playing well again this year. If we give him 4 years and he peters out in three, that's fine with me. He's been huge for us for so long and never been anything but a team guy.
It's true.
So, yeah, I mean, if you gave him a 4-year contract and he only did well for 3 years, I think.
But what if he only did well for two? I think
that's the line.
I think that's
where does
point.
That line come and how do you?
I would do it. I'm with the emailer. I would sacrifice a little bit extra money, knowing that I'm probably overpaying for what I'm going to get, because I think he's worth it.
Matt from Oregon writes in. He's our MMA guy.
I haven't heard from
and
him.
And our elk meat guy.
And our urinate around your elk to
yeah.
Keep by your the meat way, safe. That guy that doesn't get any static league-wide is the topic of ESPN yet again today. Is Flacco the weak link on the Ravens? For all those poor Tim Tebow bashers out there, oh, woe is me, leave our Timmy alone. Why don't they do the same thing to Joe Flacco?
First, Andy, when you talk about not re-signing Welker, it makes me want to reach through the iPhone and slap you. While I completely understand your fears about the end of a long-term deal being risky, I say the first 2 to 3 years of that deal would make it well worth it. Aside from Brady, he is far and away the most important guy on this team. Yeah, the tight ends are great, but that can't be all you have. And yes, Edelman might make most of the catches that Welker makes, but it's those ones that Edelman wouldn't make that end up keeping drives alive and solidifying the progression of the offense. He routinely makes incredible catches, and that to me is worth paying him. There's no way in hell Edelman makes that double move and falling backward catch on the 1 yard line he made a couple weeks ago. Bottom line is he is not as replaceable as you think he is. Okay, on to the shower talk. Before I continue this email, I'd like to point out that I do so with a 31-year track record of staunch heterosexuality. Anyway, back in 1997, I was one of the co-founders of what we called the Andover High School Shower Team. Oh, it started during double sessions. There was a group of us who, in an effort to keep cool in the August heat, would take cold showers right before practice. As tends to happen, we decided to find ways to make even this a competitive event and had slip and slide for distance contests and whatnot. While we never played butt bumpers, or whatever Fred called it, we did play many games of soap soccer. And I know it's hard to believe.
That sounds really gay.
And I know it's hard to believe, Andy, but we were all secure enough in our heterosexuality to do all of this completely naked. Again, I write this as a straight man, and I even showered in the girls' locker room a few times, but that's a story for another day. So, Fred, don't let them get to you. I, for one, understand where you're coming from. So that's Matt from Oregon, and I'm glad I have him on my side because he can kick all your asses.
Well, that's without question true. I would say that in defense of Matt, I didn't hear any physical contact going on while naked with other guys.
You're going to play soap soccer and not bump into each other?
Yes.
Save that.
No, come on. Of course there was some contact.
I don't know. I wouldn't do Matt's thing either, don't get me wrong.
You wouldn't play you don't like soccer.
I don't like socializing while nude with other guys. Sorry. Shoot me. I guess that makes me a prude.
It's different socializing than you're in the shower anyway. You might as well make it fun.
Save that one too.
Believe the new guy didn't laugh at that.
The text in here is so small.
Come on, Eric.
I think it's your eyes
stuff
that are
right there.
Going. Did you get a new computer then?
It's a new laptop here.
Oh, nice. You lost your thing, though, your docking station.
Yeah, he lost his thing, all right. He lost his thing in the Dennis Yarmouth shower.
Hey, what did you just say? You're already in the shower.
You might as well make it fun.
Use that on my wife tonight.
That's like when you're a little kid, you have the toys and everything.
My wife would be like, yeah, I'm tired.
Amrit writes in, hey there, guys, long-time listener, first-time writing in. I'm 18 years old. I live north of the border in Toronto, long-time Patriots fan, and I just wanted to say that you guys have the best sports radio show, period. I've tried listening to a couple, but they all sound too generic, besides Playbook and Pete Shepard Show, and it seems like they're just repeating what the NFL Network has to say or what will get them the most views. It's nice to actually have a show with genuine hosts that speak the truth. And nothing but the truth, although I'm sure we could have all passed on the shower story that Fred told us.
That's got legs.
I just wanted to say that I agree with what Paul and Andy had to say about Tebow, but I still believe he should get a chance to play in the NFL, especially against the Patriots, if he makes it past Detroit this weekend. I hate the special treatment he gets from everyone and how people always give an excuse if a game didn't somehow go his way. I also believe he's very overdramatic and likes to play to the camera, even though he pretends like it's not even there, like at the end of the Dolphins game when the kicker nailed the field goal and everyone started to run to the kicker and Tebow stopped at about 3 or 4 steps and just went to the ground, tightening his fist and playing to the camera when he realized no one was going to give him credit or carrying him off the field after the game.
I love this. Who's this? Amritus?
Amrit. Amrit,
kindred spirit.
I predict the score this weekend will be 37-23, and this week the Patriots start to distance themselves from the rest of the AFC. Sorry for the long email. Keep up the great work. You guys are awesome. So are you, Amrit.
I agree with that prediction. I think this week the Patriots start separating themselves from the rest of the AFC.
Could be. It's a big, and it's also a week where the Steelers will kind of label themselves frauds.
Yeah, because they'll have played three good teams. I'll give you your Houstons, and they'll have gotten outclassed in all three games.
So,
because that's what I think is.
That's why
happen.
I think it's a bigger game for them. Because if they can win this, okay, we're playing better. You know, all the numbers. I know Roethlisberger. It's like 9 touchdown, 1 interception the last 3, whereas the first 3 was 4 and 5 or some, you know, lopsided. Everything's better. I think their biggest issue right now is Mendenhall's just blah. And if that's just the offensive line, then there's not much you can do about it. I don't know.
He had
the one good half, but I don't think they're, even though they're more of a passing team now, I think they're like the Jets. They're not going to win games by just being a passing team.
I think you hit it.
Because he's not Brady. He's good, but he's not Brady. He can't drop back 45 times. Even though that's what he actually did in college, that's not how they're going to win in the NFL, and they need to balance it out on offense a little bit.
But even Brady, when he's at his best,
right,
is able to hand the ball off and get production. Not huge numbers, but, you know, Benny might get 14 carries for 65 yards.
Right.
They're not getting that out of Mendenhall consistently.
Mendenhall has been below 4 in all but one game and, like, low 3s and high 2s a couple games.
Yeah, I mean, he's 3-7 for the season. You know, Benny's well over 4. You know, the production, you know, and listen, the Patriots don't win because of Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. They're a passing team. They remain that. But when they throw, when they do throw a few runs in there, they're far more productive. They're setting up, you know, when the Patriots run very effectively all the time, we say it, we laugh about it. 2nd and 10.
Right.
On the rare occasions where they're incomplete on first down, they turn it into a 3rd and 4 instead of a 3rd and 10. There's a big difference. It allows you to do so many different things, and I think Benny's been excellent at that.
Quick note, I want to ease everybody's minds. Jordan Todman back on the Chargers practice squad.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about it. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298.
It's a jerk. It's a nice
really is a
local
jerk.
Hometown story.
Web radio.
Oh, God forbid if it were Tim Tebow, we would have a coronation.
Well, they would have sued the team for cutting him because
you're not
allowed to do that.
You know why he stopped?
Anything God, to make Andy wrong.
You know, God forbid he go out there and celebrate with the guy who actually won the game, the guy who kicked a 53-yard field goal in overtime because he couldn't move the ball an inch closer after the turnover that they got.
Bad play calling. James in the UK, looking forward to the game just to see how much Brady will own Dick LeBeau this time. I'm hoping that the game is a repeat of last year's game for two reasons. Firstly, I agree with the guys at Gronk's superb blocking, limiting the catches he has been having recently. And secondly, if he catches 3 touchdowns, Andy can ask, who did Gronk screw harder this week, Pittsburgh or B.B. Jones? Who?
Did you guys talk about your friend, Marge Petroselli, wanted me to send out a tweet because she's not on Twitter and she's a radio.
Yeah, how do I send out this tweet?
Freddy.
You'd like to see her tweets, right?
That just maybe I just lost a little.
She thinks that Gronkowski could be, you know, first quarter benched or something. Do you think there's a chance of that?
No.
None at all?
No.
I think there's a chance for discipline.
Really? I do, based on the way he talked.
Exactly. I thought there was 0% chance as of our
you
taping
need to
of
see
all
his
access.
Face, Fred. Watch Patriots today. I'm sure they were in there. His face was just different. Like, it's like the first time anything really
stuck. There weren't
with
a
him.
Lot of after no. his answers today.
There was one of those at one point. I forgot which, and it was funny because it was even awkward because of the setting.
Yeah.
I think there's
when we taped all access this morning, we talked about this a lot. I thought there was a 0% chance that anything would happen. After hearing what Andy said that Gronk, everything was about the Patriots organization and the Kraft family.
Like Welker.
Like
had.
Welker. I think something like that could happen. No. Yeah. I don't think it should, but I think it could.
Also, Fred Tebow sucks. Not because he's a Christian. It is because he throws so slowly that the receiver develops muscle fatigue by the time it gets there. The guys are both right.
Plus
the guy just cannot play in the NFL at quarterback
it.
And will prove it the rest of the season when he plays against semi-competent D. With regard to who to should Manning be on the sideline at Colts games, can Paul remind me if Bledsoe was on the sideline helping Brady
yes.
when he was actually injured?
He was when he was healthy enough to do it, just like
right.
Manning.
When he was actually injured. I know he was there when he backed up Brady as a good professional should, but to me, I think the positives of Manning's presence outweighs the negatives. Love the show. Can't get enough listening to you guys.
Yeah, don't you remember those clips of like, you know, what do you like here? You just tell me.
What
oh,
that was, that was preseason, though.
Yeah, but
oh, I thought
but Brady was on IR. Yeah.
No, he was in pants. He was in Dockers
the
and a
sticks,
blue Patriots.
I like sticks.
He definitely
with the
asked
blue,
him in
the blue
pants.
Fleece.
That, he sat out a preseason game. He didn't.
No,
dress.
I think there was a. I think you're mixing up a couple of clips.
I tend to do stuff like that.
And I might be a little bit of an expert in this area.
But he was definitely there.
Oh, yeah. No, when Drew missed the first couple of games like Manning did. Yeah, Manning wasn't healthy enough to be on the sideline.
They were still draining the blood from his
Drew
chest.
Drew was actually in the hospital for a while. But once he was healthy enough, Andy's right. He was right there next to Brady and you know, they were involved in all that with Charlie. And then at some
point he realized he's passing me.
But then he became the backup. He was actually in uniform and he was the regular backup.
And then he became out of town.
Yeah, and we all remember Brady. He wasn't a very good backup. He didn't get the backup part.
Fred wasn't listening, so just...
No.
I'm going through the emails here.
Okay. Did you go over who the worst team in football is in my power index?
The Colts.
Yeah. Rams, Dolphins, Colts are the bottom three, where they should be, right?
Yeah.
So it works.
It does.
It works at the bottom.
It works at the top, too. You just don't respect a team that's good.
It just doesn't work at the top.
Yeah, we'll see. When those Texans are celebrating in Indy...
Well, you know,
that's a Super Bowl,
so you,
not a regular
you know what that shows
you
me,
really
though?
Don't
no,
think the Patriots
honestly,
are better than the Texans.
No, of course they are, but
of course they are. Now let's move on.
but here is something that you can learn from your power rankings. The fact that the 49ers are number one, they had to be good in those categories to overcome the fact that,
right,
you know, man for man, they probably weren't as good as Green Bay. So they had, you know what I'm saying?
This isn't about talent. This is about performance on the football field.
I don't really have a problem.
If they weren't as good in any one of those categories, they probably.
Right. But I don't really have a problem with San Francisco being ahead of Green Bay. I think Green Bay is better than San Francisco.
Of course they are.
But.
He just keeps saying, of course.
He says, of course, about things that really aren't that cut and dry, but that's okay.
Well, I think
San Francisco is a very talented football team.
Of course they are.
Not at the quarterback position.
Fred Kirsch is certifiably insane.
Of course he is.
But to me, it's when you drop a little bit below that. Maybe I'm being a homer.
I know.
Maybe
Houston is the one that really sticks in your craw, like you like to say.
Not just Houston. Detroit.
Buffalo?
Detroit losing back-to-back games at home, to me, they're a lower echelon team now.
Just so
Buffalo,
you know, if they hadn't lost
Buffalo
the second
stinks.
Game, they were ranked number one last week.
But that was okay. When they lose two in a row at home, now that's not an aberration. Do you know what I'm saying? Now there's some problems there.
Talk to the computer, not to me. Talk to Carmine, Brooklyn Decker.
I heard Mike Port today on Dennis and Callahan when I was driving in, former Red Sox GM. I think he's Carmine. Did you hear him at all?
No.
Oh, my
Where's
God.
Where's he now?
More games in first place.
I don't think
More
he's,
games in first
I don't
place.
Think he's in anymore.
Any port in a store?
Lakshay writes in, love
what?
The show. I was going through our recent draft history and discovered that in 2009 we had the 83rd pick and chose Brandon Tate. And with the 84th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers took Mike Wallace. Yeah. What do you guys think about that failure, let alone many others in our recent draft history?
It's not good. What do you want me to tell you?
Over that again? Was it 84 for
83
Wallace?
83 was Brandon Tate, 84 for Wallace. Oh. Was Wallace.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, they screwed up.
It's a swing and a miss.
Yeah. The wrong player. But they took the same kind of guy. Like they went for the speed guy and went
that
with the guy who was injured, and we got a first-round pick in the third round, except he wasn't.
Yeah.
Chad Jackson was the same thing. Wasn't he slightly before Jennings?
He was one of our special picks that year.
Yeah.
Well, I agreed with them on that one.
Nate writes in, gentlemen and Eric, first off, I'd like to say...
Not you, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you spell it with a K, too, right?
That's the wrong
way. We're talking
way, you know.
To Eric Friends here. We're going to introduce him later. He's going to be hosting the 4 o'clock show.
Talking to Eric Friends. We'll introduce him later. Not that I just introduced him at all.
First off, I'd like to say I'm a huge fan of the show and listen religiously. Anyway, I currently live in Pittsburgh and put up with obnoxious Steeler fans every day. This morning, I made a bet with one of them on this week's game. Pretty normal. The strange part is, and this is where the challenge comes in, the following week, the loser must carry a book with them for 1 week, carry a book with them for 1 workday. These were his terms. Don't ask why a book. I would like to hear your ideas for books that he must carry. I haven't got a clue, so if you can come up with a good, preferably work-appropriate one, I'll buy lunch for you guys in the near future. Please just let me know how to go about buying, hoping for some good ideas.
Wait a minute.
Patriots United.
No, no, no. It's got to be something that's going to embarrass right. the guy or inconvenience him, like the complete works of Shakespeare or
you are good
or something like The Joy of Sex.
Well, that's I don't think you want it to be work appropriate.
Right.
The idea is you right. make him pay for losing, just like he'll probably try right. to make you pay.
Right. He's going to make you pay, Eric.
I was
right.
just Nate. Going with embarrassing him, he's having a Steelers fan carry right. a Patriots
Well, that's
book.
The clean way to do it. I think
well,
you're better with...
That's what he asked for.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think you should be trying to...
Right, so Nate, you know kind
the of... The B.B. Jones yeah. history.
So you either want to, like Paul said, make him carry a Patriots book or something that's going to inconvenience him, like, you know, some huge book or something that's going to embarrass him. You know, like maybe... don't they have, like, gay porno magazines? He could have to
don't
carry
Don't pretend
one
you
those.
Didn't know.
Don't pretend you weren't reading those when you were sliding around in your butt in the shower.
Listen, I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Unlike you guys.
And apparently other men's skin.
Unlike you guys. But that's the idea. Those are the three things. Embarrass, inconvenience,
yeah,
or...
so either a Patriots book,
right.
a really awkward sex book, something,
or, I think that's,
or a really heavy one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the heaviest
gay.
Book ever?
There's
got to be some huge coffee
table. The Book
table
of Paul's book. Failures?
That was good. Paul's just...
I hate you guys.
Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398. Keith writes in, based on what I've heard and read about Gronk, all of this stuff seems pretty harmless. A porn star that happens to be a Patriots fan requesting a picture with one of her favorite players is not a crime and does not disrespect the Patriots logo in any way.
Wait, time out. I've been told it was totally the opposite. He requested the photo with her.
Oh,
That's the story.
People are acting.
I heard nothing about her being a Patriots fan either. I think she's just a fan.
Yeah, right.
I think
just
she's
a fan
of one
men.
Thing
she,
and
yeah,
one
she
thing
is
only.
Now.
She wants what they all want.
Right.
People are acting as though they were making a XXX movie together while BB wearing a Pats jersey. If anybody caused negativity to the Patriots' reputation, Bill Belichick did it with Spygate. Just go outside New England and the Patriots Nation, and that's the first thing.
That took an ugly turn on that email.
Well, that's,
why are you reading it?
Well, I'm just reading
my
the email.
My microphone's suddenly not working.
So that's what everybody talks about who's not a Patriots fan. Also, doesn't Ray Lewis put on an NFL jersey every Sunday? Remember, he did hard time for involvement with killing a human being. It's now doing Gatorade
did
commercials
do
to
hard
boot.
Time.
He actually pleaded.
Just saying,
he actually turned state's evidence on all the other people to make sure they did hard
he became
time.
Just saying, where is the consistency in the NFL?
Well, I think this is nothing.
First of all, Bill Belichick, whether or not you think he did it or not, or was he paid a heavy fine, right. and the Patriots paid a heavy fine.
That's correct.
So it's not like nothing happened because of that.
This is more like Rex Ryan's issues a couple years ago. Remember when he flipped some fans off at an MMA event, or harmless things that the league doesn't like. But they're relatively harmless. But and I think the reason people look into it is they're assuming he's with a porn star, she's in his jersey and his shirt's off. When the camera stopped rolling, he started rolling, right? Isn't that the assumption?
Yeah.
She claims she did not have sex with him. She did not have sex with him. She lists
and she has said other athletes
that she has.
That she has.
So she's a credible witness.
Which
right.
ones? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Swisher was one of them, right?
Yeah,
well,
Nick Swisher is one.
Yeah, a hockey
Dan
player.
Hockey,
Dan Ugla was
Dan
one
Ugla,
of them.
I read
and there was a guy that played for the Coyotes, I'm pretty sure.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, she's a relatively credible source. She just took the... I find the funny part to believe is she claims that he keeps the jersey with him to give to girls to put
here's
on.
Here's where...
I just happen to have a jersey in my back pocket.
Here's where I'll agree and disagree with the
what did Brady call
emailer.
It? The Gronkowski travel bag?
Yes. I'll agree with the emailer. From a media standpoint, in a story, it shouldn't be that big a deal. But I think from the Patriots standpoint, like we talked about earlier, you got to say something to him now.
Right.
You can't wait for these little things to become big things, and now it's really hurting himself
so to speak.
Or the organization. So... you have to say something from an organizational standpoint.
Yes.
I think the media is kind of making a little bit too much out of it.
Yes, I agree. Know? It's nothing. And I don't think fans are, by the way. I think fans don't really care.
And by the way, Spygate was the same thing. Media made too much out of it.
So did the commissioner.
Well, yes, he screwed that up royally.
I agree.
I knew I could get you to go down that road.
Well,
I think it was bigger than Fred does, but I think the commissioner screwed it up
he
royally.
He made it worse.
He did.
That didn't go in, by the way.
Josh writes
a box on top of the. It's not BB Jones either. On top of the garbage can.
You knew he couldn't let that one go.
Josh writes in as far as that Pittsburgh game. Harrison and Light were hurt in the 2005 game, not the Halloween game.
That's what I thought.
That's what Paul said, I thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I stopped listening when he was comparing games.
Because it didn't have anything to do with me, so I stopped.
Because he just rambles on. Because I didn't get to talk about B.B. Jones.
Right.
It's true. I'm passionate about breasts, Paul. And she has nice
skank.
Ones.
Skank.
Gene in Daytona. Hey, Fred and guys. The emailer that said it looked like John Fox was not too thrilled about Tim Tebow's success, I think, is right on. I believe John Fox feels like that he is in a situation that he can't control, and it bothers him. I also think that if the Broncos
lost...
That
I believe.
I do, too. I also think that if the Broncos lost last week, he would not. It would not have bothered him and given him a reason to close out the Tebow era. I like Tebow, the football player, and that is it.
That's what Hugh Douglas just said on ESPN. I was watching. They put the little quotes up. Tebow's not a quarterback, but he is a football player.
Yes. I'll take him on my team at another position.
I think there might be something to that John Fox thing, too. He might be looking at, you know, this is my last shot, and I'm going to go down with this guy. Because let's face it, they're going to need to play him to make sure that he can or can't play, right? They're going to have to find out. And if he can't play, he's out. They're not going to say, oh, well, we had to go through that Tebow thing. That wasn't your fault. If they go 3-13, he might come back next year for a second year, but he's going to be out. Then they're going to have to start all over again next year.
Unless he has an agreement with Elway. Unless they are totally on board together.
Well, that could be too. But if you're John Fox, I see my career slipping, right away, right through my hands.
My career is going down the tubes. And every errant throw that guy makes.
And I think that he's actually a decent coach, even though his numbers in Carolina, he was wildly inconsistent in Carolina. But I think he did a decent job with that team.
When he got to the Super Bowl, he was the guy.
I fell in love with him. Yeah. I covered them for that week, and
Andy,
I was like on board, full board.
Right.
John Fox is great.
And you wanted to date him.
You weren't the only one.
He's impressive. Yeah. And then not so much.
Walter writes in.
Hey!
I haven't heard from Ken in a while.
He says, let me tell you, that B-Lo wedding was a great time. Like Fred, my invitation must have got lost in the mail, but as usual, I didn't let that stop me. Things got a little dicey when I dropped the B-Lo's father during the chair dance, but thankfully he's very agile, and thankfully at least someone in that family has some athletic ability. Too bad you didn't get any cake, Paul. I was lucky enough to get the last piece as it was coming out of the kitchen. It was delicious. So was the chicken and cheese with mashed potatoes dinner. It was so good, I had two of those. So anyway, congratulations to the B-Lo. Hope you enjoy the his and hers signed Vinatieri pictures. Signed, Ken Walter, who wonders how much punting and holding experience figures into the Wilson Hart power rankings.
It's in there. Don't you worry. It's in there.
Everything is in there.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know from soup.
Let's see. John in South Carolina writes in.
Hi, John.
Says, hey, guys, and Eric.
How will you live,
John? Who will be by whenever he gets the chance. the new version of the iPhone app has greatly improved streaming. So if people don't know, there is an updated version of the iPhone app available. A couple bugs were fixed.
Do I need to look this up? Is this...
Yeah,
how new?
If you have it on your iPhone, then you should get a notice that there's a new version available.
Oh, okay. I'll look.
I think it just came out a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have not downloaded it yet then.
Second,
how about the iPad app?
iPad app is, we're continuing to work on that. If you have an iPad and you haven't already downloaded Patriots Football Daily, please do.
It's tremendous. You can listen to everything. You can read everything.
Andy, I don't get it. When it comes to the preseason, you're all about dropping the big dollars for big talent. Overpay for Peppers, sure. Trade too much to get the top five pick and draft an outside linebacker, no problem.
Yep.
Yet when it comes to paying market value for Welker, it's too risky or too much money. It makes no sense.
For a 31-year-old receiver who already had an ACL injury and
everybody's giving him a check off three games. That is a thing of the past. Come on.
But wait a minute.
So are his 250-yard games. He's done it, what, once?
Yeah. I want to defend Andy. I mean, I would sign Welker. I'm on record with that. But I think Andy would be fine with market value.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take more than...
Well, I don't know what market value is.
But this is what I'm saying. Market value for a 31-year-old receiver is a lot less than what people are talking about Wes Welker going to get.
The ceiling on that is Anquan Boldin. And it's below that. If that's what all it takes, if I can get
him
for 3 or 4 years at 27, 28, 30 million.
When people are talking about
sign me up.
For Welker.
I mean, let's look. What did Larry Fitzgerald sign? And I know he's not Larry Fitzgerald, but that's 8 years, $120 million. There's a big difference between 4 for 28
and 8 for 120. And I just want to know where he thinks he falls in there.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if he thinks he's closer to Bolden, okay, let's talk. But if you think you're a young stud, $55, $60 million receiver, thanks for playing. We'll do one more year on a franchise tag. Maybe I'll even promise to not franchise you. But we're going to move on because I'm not signing you to that deal.
All right. Alex from Philly, just a couple questions and observations. First, are the Patriots the best team in the AFC right now? And if not, how big is this game against the Steelers?
It is big, but considering the Steelers are far lower ranked in the PFW power rankings, it's bigger for them than the Patriots.
Before Monday, I would have said no, but the Ravens were just putrid, especially Joe Flacco. Second, I knew the Colts were bad, but that Sunday night game was an embarrassment to the league and the Colts, and the Colts should have been fined. Third, Tim Tebow was awful. Yes, I know he won the game, and he's a winner and a good guy, and he's a Christian, and even pee sitting down because he's such a good guy, and we shouldn't all bow to his very presence on earth, but he stinks. If the Dolphins were an actual football team, they would have blown that game away. Anyway, for some reason, the Steelers don't fear me at all in this game. I know they have talent, but I just think they are not that good anymore. So I think we'll win pretty comfortably this Sunday. As usual, keep up the good work and go Pats. It's Alex from Philly.
Paul, what do you make? You're the PFW preview writer in all these games.
Uh-oh.
No. But what do you make in terms of game plan and everything, the fact that the Steelers are a middle-of-the-pack run defense team a year after setting a franchise record, and their pass defense is supposedly, I think it was one. I don't know. After Monday night.
Well,
but
it was
off first the in football.
Good.
So what do you make of that?
Weak schedule. They've played some bad teams with bad quarterbacks, and, you know, even worse than that, guys making their debuts, you know, like Blaine Gabbert.
But even more than that,
do you
run the ball more because they're not stopping the run?
No.
And now Casey Hampton coming back may throw a little wrinkle in there.
Wouldn't you think if you're Pittsburgh, you'd be very happy
if
the Patriots came in here and said, wow, they're going to power up and go two tights and two backs and try to run it down our throats. Okay.
No, but I don't mean that. But I mean closer to what they've been the last couple weeks, which is closer to balanced. Early in the year, the Patriots were a pass team. They've been more balanced. Brady's, instead of throwing high 40s, Brady's down
but
right around 40
or 30. One thing establishes
the
other, I want the pass to establish the run.
Yeah, I think that with Pittsburgh, it's probably more a sign that the other teams have not been able to throw the ball because
they've had
they're
a
not
cupcake
very good.
Schedule.
Seattle, Jacksonville, some bad teams they've played that can't throw the ball. I mean, those are probably two of the worst passing teams in football right now.
I would continue to run. I think they're at their best when they can run it some. I would be more balanced like I've been the last couple of weeks. And I also think Polamalu in the play-action game.
I'd set the tempo with the pass, get them on their heels, and then I'd start running.
I don't like the way – you know, it's one of those fine lines, Andy, because the offense I don't think has been as good the last 2 weeks as it was before that. Now, they've run the ball reasonably effectively.
Defenses?
I mean, sure.
The Dallas Cowboys defense better than...
But you're
than...
playing another one this week, you know.
Maybe.
Why is it maybe for them but not maybe for Dallas?
No, I think Dallas is a good defense. I have yet to see the Steelers this year. And if the run numbers are real and the pass numbers are fake, then maybe they're not a very good defense.
But maybe the run numbers aren't real. Maybe the run numbers are a product of Jacksonville went into Pittsburgh, and what were they going to do? Let Blaine Gabbert throw the ball or just pound Maurice Jones-Drew all day?
Sure.
And I think they did the latter.
But I can't judge that.
They only
that.
Scored 13 points.
I can't judge that until I watch the Patriots play them. But I know, well, in my opinion, the Cowboys have a good defense. I was impressed with what I saw from the Dallas Cowboys.
I totally agree. I think Dallas,
I don't think
that was an aberration. I think they played
the
good
Steelers
defense
play.
That day.
But I would continue to try to be balanced.
See, I don't know for sure if they were balanced by design or maybe not as effective this week, last week against Dallas, and that knocked the number of plays down.
Could be.
No, they punted more in that game than they did probably the previous month.
Could be. But the yards per carry on the ground are up.
No, the
Brady's
yards,
attempts
they,
are down.
They've run the ball well the last couple of weeks. You can't deny that. The last 3 weeks, actually, you go back to Oakland, they've run the ball well.
I don't think your Mucinex is
no,
it's not working. Magic. Oh, my eyes are watered.
Evidently,
it's all the rage, because I walked into Walgreens. There's like a huge arch you can walk through that's like Mucinex and all this, and the whole aisle is Mucinex and posters everywhere.
Really?
They're pumping it hard.
Mike Tomlin.
It's not working for you?
Well, I just
you might have sweat. Allergies.
That's what, but not to be totally disgusting, but isn't allergies clear? If you start hawking up stuff with some color, doesn't that
Oh, then you have an infection.
Yeah, I got some color this
You
morning.
Need an antibiotic. Yeah. You got problems.
I probably got the flu because I got a freaking flu shot. Freaking. That was freaking.
I don't think it was. But
I do.
Let's see. Steven writes in, one, it's time to give the Texans respect.
Thank you.
They are a dangerous team. They rolled over the Steelers, absolutely smashed them. If the Patriots go down, I'm right
10.
There with Andy hoping they win it all. Two, the Gronkowski thing is ridiculous. Non-football related, nothing illegal, not even indecent. Leave the kid alone.
Yes.
Maybe I can see the point of the jersey and what the logo stands for. Maybe. But then, aren't we just judging her? What if a porn star brought an authentic Gronkowski jersey and wore it in a picture with him like any other fan might? That's, well.
What?
Instead of him giving it to her, maybe she had her own. You know, whatever.
But he didn't. Yeah. He's there, and he gave it to her.
Yeah, it's
the
different.
Jersey, I mean.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's
so
different.
To speak.
And finally, in that rhetorical question yesterday about losing on purpose to the Dolphins so they can't get Luck, not even a question. I want them to get Luck. I pray they get him because the NFL is about competition. I'd rather be in a division that leaves you battle-tested by the end of the season than have a powder puff schedule. Anyone who'd lose on purpose might as well wish we were in the NFC West.
Yeah, I'm not sure I...
You're going to feel that way when you and your morals at home in
January? If they had known that Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady and the same, you know what I mean? Wouldn't they have done everything they could not to let the Patriots get him?
I feel that way sometimes. Like, you don't root for injuries. You want to beat
him. No, but only Fred does.
But
that.
I don't want to face Andrew Luck twice a year for the next 10 years.
Well, plus, I don't think
especially
that
when Brady's leaving after two, and I could be the one getting beat up every year.
And it's not really in your best interest to be in the best division in football.
Right.
And have to go through, you know, six really difficult games every year. That's hard to overcome.
Because if the Jets are good and then he can make them good, now all of a sudden you're going 3-3 every year in the division.
And Buffalo,
you can't win a number one seed when you start every year with three losses.
And there's a lot of reasons, but I think that you look at some of those teams, it's hard. You know, how many NFC East teams have been great? That's been a really good division consistently. Now the Giants won it all, but let's face it, that was kind of an aberration. They were 10-6, six seed. They got hot, and give them credit. But I don't think that's a good formula every year to go, you know, through a war just to win your division every year. The Patriots have had the luxury of wrapping up their divisions in week 13, 14, you know, and you know, getting into the playoffs. And I'm not talking the last 2 years. I'm talking about going back to the glory days. The 14-2 back-to-back 03-04.
Yemi from Texas writes in, why do you think the Patriots offense does well against the Steelers but struggles against the Ravens? What do the Ravens do differently that gives us problems?
It's a great question. Andy, Mr. Football?
That is a good question. I've never really thought about it.
I think it's just players. I think Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed.
It's players.
You know?
But I mean, can't you say?
Okay, it's James Harrison,
Troy Polamalu, Casey Hampton.
No, I think Ed Reed is.
I agree with you on Reed. I think Reed is better than Polamalu.
I mean, I think you can make an argument for all of them being better, but let's face it, they're comparable talent on
defense.
They are,
but he makes a good point. Even though it's a
great question.
Well,
I don't know the answer.
The Ravens are more multiple. They change things up. I think. I think they're a little
it
more predictability than Steelers. And even Bill said that today. And, you know, back to my Ozzie Newsome, what are we? And they move things around. I think that's part of it, but I think it's a fair question. I think they're similarly built teams. They both suck at cornerback and generally suck at cornerback. They have the strength of their back end of their defense is a great playmaking safety. But I do think Reed covers up for bad corners because he's a deep safety. He's a true free safety. Whereas Polamalu is going to make the bulk of his great plays within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage going forward, and I think the Patriots take advantage of him in that aggressive style of play, whereas I don't feel like they've taken advantage of Ed Reed. They avoid him more than take advantage of him.
Yeah, his number one strength doesn't really come into play as much against the Patriots because they're not going to sit there and just run the ball and do all that crap. They're going to make him get out of position. But I do think Andy's point about the flexibility. I think if you are a game plan team, you have a better chance against the Patriots. If you do what you do, quote unquote, I think Bill's going to eat you for lunch. And I think even when you're a good team and you do what you do, Bill eats you for lunch. Now, the one exception I would say maybe is Indy's offense. Indy's offense is a do what we do offense. They kind of, you know, Wayne's on one side and Garcon's on the other and, you know, very rarely do they switch and do different things, and they've had a lot of success against the Patriots. But
even then, back when Bill had a defense, he was good against them, right?
In bad weather.
Well, yeah, but it's part of it.
All right. It's 1:24. We have to take the 1:24 break. We'll be right back with more of your emails on PFW in Progress.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What? If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
From the photos Andy was telling me.
No. Unlike the rest of the world, I didn't clamor to go see Brett Favre's junk when it was available online. I still have not seen his junk, just like I haven't seen Greg Oden's. I don't seek out male penises.
See?
Unlike some men in this world.
Couldn't agree with him more. I've never seen one of those photos.
But I like breasts. But they said Jen Sturger photos available, see why Favre was after her, but online, I'd be dialing it up
tonight.
Matter
of fact, I have done that.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
I think that's really funny, though. Why would you ever do like a Google search on Greg Oden's junk?
Right.
Did you see Brett Favre's?
Yes.
Did you see Brandon Spikes?
Yes.
I don't get that. I don't know why you would want to see
just
that.
Watching it.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, 508-298 is the...
not enough numbers is what it is.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline.
Have you even seen the
webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
Have you seen the photos? Because he has his pants on, so I'm not sure if you even saw the photos.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
His junk wasn't there.
I saw the photos with, he's got, you know, she's got the shirt on.
Andy didn't recognize him with his pants on. I mean, sorry, Fred didn't recognize him.
Fred, thank you. More importantly,
my bad.
If you want to continue
know,
the argument,
I got a little wiener
on air that you started with your idiocy off air.
Wait, no, strippers, back me up. It's a well-known fact that more ice cream is consumed in the winter than the summer.
Via the grocery store.
No, consumed.
No, you said the grocery store. But did he not say the grocery store?
Well, I'm telling you.
I don't know what the answer is in terms of consumed.
All
but
the ice cream places are closed,
no,
and you have to go get it at the
what
store.
You said,
total consumption.
What you said was that more is sold at grocery stores in the winter than the summer.
And
to
I'm
which
sure
Andy and I both chuckled and said,
it's a well-known,
you can't get it anywhere
it's a
else.
Well-known fun fact.
And you know the other reason? Because I'm sure all those numbers are based on big companies, Breyers and all those.
Maybe.
Whereas in the summer, I'm going to my mom and pop ice cream place that doesn't fall under
Dairy
your
Witch.
Stupid figures.
But it's a
it's
well,
just a fun
it's
fact.
A, it's a well-known fun
it's
fact.
It's stupid and wrong.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's just a
I'm,
fun
I'll
fact.
Take, I'll take your word for it. I don't
I
know,
won't.
But
I think it's stupid.
I am skeptical of the fact.
Everybody buys it in the winter in the grocery store in a half gallon, or it used to be a half gallon. Now it's like a 1.2 quarts. It shrinks every time you buy it. But that's a separate argument.
Go,
you ever noticed that? Those ice cream things now
well,
are like
all the containers now. It's smaller and more expensive.
Right. It used to be like $2 for $7 got you 2 half gallons. Now it gets you like these two little things.
Or they sell these cookies, 100-calorie pack. Yeah, it's 2 cookies.
Right.
Who eats 2 cookies?
You buy those and then
you're
you
damn
eat like 3 packs. You know? Right.
Right.
You eat multiple packs.
You know.
But obviously, ice cream is sold in the store
it's
in the winter, and you
bad.
Go to the stand in the summer.
Yeah,
and the stand doesn't fall.
Whatever
into your
the industry
statistics.
Is, they came out with that fun fact that I remember.
Okay.
It's
I'll
been a long
I'll take your word for it, but it doesn't seem
fact.
Like it makes a lot of
it's
sense.
Not
to me.
Fun. It's
well,
not
that's
a
why
fact.
That's why it makes it interesting.
Well, it makes
it's
a perfect
fun
sense.
Fact,
but it's only interesting if it's true.
Common sense says, "Oh, well, everybody eats ice cream in the summer, but
outside at shops, at drive-up
right.
mom and pop stands,
and does that get counted?
Think
no.
Think about all the ice cream eaten with apple pie in the fall, in the winter, and
well,
you
said wait,
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
You said the winter."
Yeah, you did say the winter, not the fall.
You
so
said
now
the winter
take...
as opposed to the summer.
So
that's
I bet
that's
you,
what
in,
you said.
In fall, spring, and winter, there's more eaten than just in the summer.
Yeah.
3 seasons to 1. How many dumb numbers are you going to throw out there?
It's just a fun fact.
I didn't make it up, okay?
But you're reporting it. You're
I'm
spreading
reporting it.
You're spreading the idiocy. When you see something that's dumb, don't you
you're
try to stop it?
You're perpetuating a lie.
You are.
You're perpetrating a fraud.
I've never seen any other reports to counter it.
Well, I am countering it.
Okay.
The mom and pop stores in the summer.
The ice cream index.
The Wilson Hart index
right.
is countering.
I eat a lot of ice cream in the summer, and it's very popular.
Not
this,
chocolate, though.
This, no. God, no.
You don't eat chocolate.
No. Cotton candy is my new flavor of choice. How come cotton candy
ice cream?
How come
oh,
it hasn't
disgusting.
Made it? It's tremendous. Ugh. Now, there's different versions. Some have, like, granular sugar in there. Not as good. But I've wondered, it's really popular at ice cream stands.
Okay, this is,
is he Googling?
I don't know what website this is, but Eric has done us a solid. International Dairy Foods Association, the IDFA.org.
Dairy foods or
says,
dairy?
Dairy.
Dairy.
Frozen dairy production follows a clear seasonal pattern. Summer is the unchallenged season for eating ice cream and other related
idiot.
Products. Production kicks
today,
up in March
Junior.
And April to fill... Is that Phil?
Today, Junior!
Retail and food service pipelines in the late spring and early summer. June is the highest production month of the year, but production remains strong through August to satisfy summer demand. Production declines through the end of the year.
That's not what I read. Well, you read it wrong.
Well, this is a .org, right, so okay. It's not like, well, you know, Wikipedia.
Would you read it on Joe Blow's ice cream blog?
All right. Anyway, strippers, help me out. it's just a fun fact.
Strippers comes back. Hey, in Norman, Oklahoma, this is what they eat.
So we shot down his original statement with a logic of our own, but even his original statement wasn't true.
Kudos to Eric, by the way, for coming up with
the
facts. We don't usually let facts get in the way of this show.
Eric Friends is here, and he's going to be filling in today for the Pete Shepard Show because Pete is out getting married.
He's out or he's getting married?
He's out getting married.
Massachusetts, you can be both, I guess.
So, Eric, why don't you put on the headphones and talk into the mic?
There you go.
John Halam on the mound against El Duque.
You contribute to the Bleacher Report and Cold Hard Football Facts.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Absolutely.
And
so do you work for Kerry?
I know Kerry. Okay. I wouldn't say I work for him.
Oh, I see. See that there's a little bit of animosity there.
It's like when people ask me. If people ask me, do I work for Paul?
Well, that's ridiculous.
No, I know Paul, but I work for Fred.
But that's ridiculous. I work for Fred. I'm nobody's boss.
I work for Robert.
But I thought Kerry was in charge of Cold Hard Football. There was a little animosity there.
He is. I file my stories through Kerry.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been writing about the Patriots for about 3 years, and I graduated from the University of Southern Maine in 2008. So just kind of starting to get my feet as a writer in the industry, and do a podcast every week, the Pat's Propaganda and Friends podcast.
Fred, you're not a contributor to that?
No.
Wow.
You should be.
Pat's Propaganda? You're not part of that?
You do that with
Mike Dussel.
Right, and he'll be calling into your show?
He will be calling in.
Okay. Excellent.
And, yep, we're going to try and do justice to the Pete Shepard podcast, so
right.
Should be fun.
So if you need a dose of Homerism, you're going to do that, right?
Absolutely.
have you ever slid around naked in a shower?
I cannot say I have done this.
Pretty sure you can get in trouble for asking people things like this. HR, line one.
All right. So Eric will be here at 4 o'clock, but he's here kind of observing.
Yes.
Just to kind of get comfortable in the studio.
And helping us out when we need it in arguments.
And
like
coming
about
up
ice cream.
Coming up at 2
as long
o'clock.
As he was backing us.
John Rook is also out. He's out traveling with who's he with? What's he doing this week?
Providence played Assumption last
he's
night.
At Pitt.
So.
He's at Pitt.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
So he's out.
Basketball
and Jeff Howe from Nesson with Eric will be filling in at 2 o'clock.
No,
is Eric?
You know, Scal.
Eric Scalavino.
This is going to get really confusing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two Erics with a K.
That's kind of gay.
No. But Jeff.
Sorry, no offense. I don't know you well enough to call you gay yet.
So Jeff Howe will be filling in for John Rook today and tomorrow. Jeff is from Nesson.
Yes.
He's one of their writers.
I like to call him Gordy.
And he was walking through the locker room today, and Paul just goes, hey! Like, no professionalism, no, hey, how you doing, Jeff? He just goes, hey!
He knew who I was talking to.
He did. Stop.
Well, that's what I do, but I, because I don't know anyone's name.
That's true.
Web radio at Patriots.
Moose was back along those lines.
Moose is back.
Had a baby moose.
Oh, nice.
Little
it's actually
lady.
A little girl.
20
I know,
pounds,
but it's still a baby
ounces.
Moose.
I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear you calling his daughter
yeah,
baby
it's
moose.
It's not nice. Andy's the only one that refers to his daughter that way.
Well, she's stocky. The cow is appropriate for Halloween.
My wife, by the way, said nothing to worry about.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's an off-air.
Well, that's why I left it at that.
Web radio at Patriots.
I have very few things that are off limits.
That's
this is one.
Web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Iggy from Madrid writes in. Let's play a game, he says. Please give
sure that was offensive.
Please give you
HR is back.
Hey Pepe Le Pew, let's play a game.
Please give your awards based on performance so far with 10 games played and 10 more to go.
I like it.
What? So I guess he's including the preseason there.
Ooh, Taylor Price has a chance to win something.
Best free agent acquisition. The nominees are Andre Carter and Brian Waters.
Brian Waters.
Most disappointing free agent acquisition, Ocho, Haynesworth, or Sean Ellis?
Ocho.
Sean Ellis. Ocho was a trade.
Oh, okay. He's right.
I always get to be the a-hole in the group.
Best veteran offensive player, Brady Walker or Law Firm? Welker, I think he meant. Walker.
You just read Walker.
Based on the first six games, I'd say Welker.
I would say Welker, too.
Yeah. Most disappointing veteran offensive player, Bodden or Gerard Mayo?
Bodden.
Yeah. Bodden.
Best veteran defensive player, Wilfork or Chung?
Wilfork.
I'd have to say Wilfork.
They've been better against the run than the pass.
But he hasn't done much to me.
Neither one of them, I don't think, have been that great.
Well, that's why you're 32nd. Wilfork's
had two interceptions.
That doesn't count.
Best rookie, Solder or Ridley?
Solder.
Oh, yeah, Solder. I'm sorry.
Most disappointing rookie, Dowling or Vereen? I'd say Dowling only because they haven't asked much of Vereen yet.
Vereen.
And they could really use Dowling out there.
I'm going to go Vereen. Can't blame Dowling for living up to his resume.
No, but it's been disappointing that he's, you know, been hurt, you know.
It's well, his resume, you should have known.
They've both been hurt.
But they haven't needed Vereen. You know what I'm saying? Best sophomore, Gronk or Hernandez?
Gronk.
Gronk.
You're going to have to move over one, Eric, because the other Eric needs to sit in his seat. He gets very upset when
That wasn't confusing at all. Move over one, Eric, because the other Eric needs to use a seat.
He's very territorial.
He spells his with a K, too.
Good. He does it right.
Most disappointing sophomore, McCourty, Cunningham, or Taylor Price?
McCourty.
Yeah, no doubt. Best cut, Merriweather, Butler, or Tate?
Best cut. That's an interesting question.
Merriweather.
Haircut? Who are the three? Merriweather, Tate, and who?
And Butler.
Merriweather.
Worst cut. Sanders, Sanders, or Sanders?
Sanders.
Thank you, and Jets suck, suck, suck.
Good stuff.
Actually,
that was Iggy?
They're tied with the Patriots at seventh, so they don't suck.
Wait till that gets out there, and you'll see how much they start attacking you.
I don't care.
I'll talk about it afterwards, but big hits. Big hits to that post.
Really?
When I came down.
Nice.
Good.
People love it, Fred. Groundswell of support on the internet.
It should be something that's generating because Andy did, unlike everybody else that does these things, Andy put some work into it. And he didn't just say, I think this team's better than that team.
Right.
And then Paul just goes, that's stupid. I think the Houston team stinks.
I didn't say it was stupid. I was playing devil's advocate, idiot.
While Eric is plugging in, he's just back from practice. Chad writes in. He says, Andy, I heard you shout at Fred saying, why do you spread the idiocy?
Is this Brooklyn Matt?
You made a fuss all of a sudden about the Patriots absolutely need to get Jared Allen and that if they don't, their defense is disgusting. You've gone crazy for 2 weeks, posting completely useless articles on Jared Allen is coming to the Patriots at midseason. So who's spreading the idiocy?
Wait a minute. Who is this? Who is this? I need to know who to yell at.
Jared Allen in your entire tenure with PFW.
Who's this?
You harassed us this summer with Tamba Ali, Sidney Rice, and all kinds of stupidities.
Tamba. Never was. You just don't listen. This is the dumbest email we've ever
had. Not to mention relation to the Tampa 2 defense.
You and Paul are tools.
Who's this?
He even threw you in.
Is this the Swedish guy?
No. I don't care.
Is this Luckhold or Luckbold?
The guy doesn't even know how to
Butthead or whatever his name is in Sweden. Who is this?
I don't know. I forget.
Because he clearly doesn't listen. I never once promoted Sidney Rice. I was not on the Sidney Rice bandwagon. I wanted no part of Sidney Rice. And Jared Allen, I have ripped in the past. So if you actually listened, you'd know I actually called him an overpaid Mike Vrabel at one time. I was wrong. And the third issue is he was posted on the blog because Mike Lombardi. Who was it?
Gil Brandt
posted a story. And all I said is, according to Gil Brandt, Jared Allen is a trade that should get done to the Patriots.
People can't
but
read.
Do you think it was idiocy?
No.
Idiot.
Okay.
There were actually reports.
I don't think that was idiocy. Okay. There were reports out there that's what a blog is for.
No, I know, but
a blog is an update of what other people are doing.
Are really stupid.
Right, but that doesn't mean you don't report them. No. You say according to Gil Brandt.
I'll give you an example.
So you don't think it was idiocy?
No.
I don't think
it ever had a chance of happening.
Well, then you were spreading idiocy.
No, I was spreading. So we only report which we know is pure fact.
If you would ask me,
I rest my case.
If you asked me the day before they traded Randy Moss last year, if there was any chance of him getting traded, I would have said no.
Right.
Zero.
If you asked Tom Curran.
Eric.
Fred.
How
see,
you
that's
doing?
How you know he doesn't want to fight anymore because he moves on because he's an idiot.
I've already proved my case. Eric, how
case
doing?
Was that? That ice cream sells
more in the winter?
Yeah, you
have a semi-moron on your side.
Yeah.
Eric's back from practice.
Hi, Fred.
Because fans actually want to know what's going on with the Patriots.
And they already do via Twitter.
Yep. Full pads out there today, Fred. And
full pads.
Yep. I've counted. It's the sixth one.
So we have
five more in the first 11 weeks. Because you have to get the first 11 in the first 11.
And how many more are there in the...
Then you have to get 11 in the first 11 weeks.
So this is week 7.
This is week 7.
So we have five left in 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we have a double coming up.
That's correct.
Wait, are we 5-1?
Yeah.
That's correct.
So it's actually week 8, right?
It's week 8.
Brilliant!
Brilliant! Brilliant!
Gonna buy.
Oh. Oh. So you get five and...
Yeah, because it goes... the practice week is before the
game. So you get seven and four? Did you say there was seven left in five games?
No. There are five more practices that they have to get in full pads before the end of week 11. And we're in week eight.
There's
only three more weeks, and they could do another full pads tomorrow if they so chose.
Right.
Four technical weeks, because they're still in this week.
Right.
So but you have more practices than weeks.
Right.
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 But you're done. More importantly, is Dane Fletcher back?
No, he's not. And I'm very interested to see today's injury report.
What does his locker look like? Did you look at his locker? Was he in
there? He hasn't been seen since he was crying on your shoulder.
Seriously.
That was the last time he was seen.
Don't ask me. I only played one rep. How can I talk?
Which is very curious because the guy was, I mean, he was playing two positions, offense and defense. He looked like we had just written a story about how he was contributing all over the place.
Eric gave him the kiss of death.
Yeah,
now
apparently.
Not only does he not play those positions anymore,
he doesn't play at all.
On the team, I don't know.
We were surmising maybe that the Gronkowski brothers maybe stuffed him in a closet somewhere.
He is in that ring.
You know, yeah.
And he's with BB.
Belichick. Well, he's never getting out then.
Oh. What are you saying? She's loose?
I don't know.
16-1 day. I'm going to say she's loose.
I'm here to talk about the Steelers, Andy.
Maybe she's had. Haven't you heard those commercials? The vaginal rejuvenation? Maybe she's had that.
What else you got, Eric?
That's pretty much
You've
it.
You've heard those commercials, right?
All of the PUP and NFI guys are still out there. Brace, Dedrick, Falk, Marcus Cannon. So that's good signs for them. Clock is ticking on when they have to decide what to do with those guys.
I say Brace and Falk get activated Saturday.
Saturday. I would say maybe Brace, but not Falk.
I think Falk will.
Well, then who sits?
Vereen definitely is one.
I think that Falk has the best chance.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I also think you could take a guy like Donald Thomas. Yeah. You know,
there's guys on this team that I don't even know that are on this team that you could get rid of.
Ross Ventrone goes back. Isn't he on the active roster?
Jeff
right
Tarpinian.
Now?
Yeah,
Jeff Tarpinian. I think there's plenty of spots you can get.
Phil Adams.
Is he on the roster right now?
I don't know. It's hard with those guys to know whether they're actually on at this point.
Dowling to IR. I mean, if he's really this banged up that you don't ever know
he's been
at
practice,
play.
Though.
So there's a lot of different places you can get a roster spot, I think, seamlessly.
All right.
So there we go.
Anything else, Eric?
That's it from practice.
Okay. You're going sweater without a shirt underneath today.
Yeah, that's a different look for you.
Yeah, I've
done it before.
You've got a.
I've done it before.
You look a little like Fred there with some hair.
You usually have the waffle shirt underneath.
Not nearly as bad. Look at that.
No, well, he has nipples.
And that's going down to his belly button.
Yours is just a little. Do you shave that?
No.
I shave mine.
Maybe for swimming, you don't shave?
I'm not an Olympic swimmer, Fred. I just do it for fun.
But why do you put your Speedo on?
I don't wear a Speedo. Trust me.
Brooklyn Matt writes in, "Hey Andy, nice freaking F-bomb, you colossal
I did. You dropped an F-bomb?
No, I didn't. I think it was the first one since Fred's 2010 draft broadcast.
What brought this on?
I was talking about I was being sick and I got a freaking flu shot.
Say fudge.
Can I get the audio on that? You don't know how to do that, do you?
Oh, and also, where can I buy B-Lo's wedding band CD or tickets to when they play Madison Square Garden? The best band you ever saw, huh? Gee, if I had to think
at a wedding,
I'd say it was Nirvana. Just a little perspective.
I'd
for
say
you,
you're
genius.
A tool.
Nirvana blows,
and so does Matt.
I don't want to have to come to Andy's defense for the second day in a row.
I mean, he's
I really
an idiot.
Don't.
Then don't.
We were talking about wedding
leave
bands.
Leave them hanging out to dry, like I do.
You're right. I shouldn't.
People were talking about how come the Ravens give the Patriots more. Their defense gives them more trouble than the Steelers. Bobby writes in, the Patriots, with the exception of that horrible playoff game a couple years ago, have matched up well against the Ravens, too. The record, including that game, is 5-1.
The record is one thing.
The needing a holding call on Rust Hochstein to win, the bogging down of this high-powered offense at the hands of Ray Lewis and company.
That's like saying, well, Dallas lost the game Sunday. Don't tell me their defense didn't give the Patriots a hard time last week, 2 weeks ago.
It's not about winning and losing.
I mean, it was when they were over 30, how many weeks? And 23 in overtime, the one that you mentioned, the 2007, when they were putting up 50 every week, 40 and 50 points, that was a dogfight, like 27-24, something like that.
In the 20s.
Yeah, I mean, 27's a lot of points, but it was significantly lower than what that team was scoring, especially to that point. So that defense has bothered the Patriots. And even in the regular season, the 27-21 game, I want to say, when Clayton dropped the pass inside the 5.
Yep.
So they've slowed down the Patriots' offense better than Pittsburgh has.
Strippers wants to know, if the Patriots were 0 for whatever, would you be angry at fans chanting suck for luck? Dolphin players are. What if the Patriots were horrible?
I wouldn't be. If I were a Patriot player, I wouldn't like to be hearing those comments.
But I also understand why fans think that way. It's kind of our, like, hypotheticals. If you could suck for 1 year and then have a decade of greatness because you got a Tom Brady.
I remember,
it's a hypothetical playing out on the field is what it is.
I remember in 93 when Bledsoe and Parcells got here, they were 1-11. And then they won their last four. And people were kind of lukewarm about it. They were a little upset because with each win, their draft pick got worse.
But on the field, you're trying to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I think they ended up with the fourth overall pick because I believe they took McGinnis at four in 94. But, you know, I think you have to try to win games. But I understand what Andy's point is about the fans. If you're sitting there and you know you're not going anywhere and you have a, you know, maybe it's a little early right now for that, but, you know, if you're 1-9 or, you know, 2-11 and you have a chance to get a guy, I mean, John Lynch said that this is a guy who comes along every 15 or 20 years, talking about luck.
Where did John Lynch go?
Stanford.
Don't let the facts get in the way. There's a bias there?
Yes!
Cole from Waterloo says,
but if he ends up being that kind of player.
It's like me saying Jordan Todman, best running back in the history of the world.
No, it's not like that.
Yes, it is.
Why? Did you go to UConn?
No, I went to Dartmouth.
So, no, it's not like that.
Oh, don't just quit sucking up to just because you have a Lynch jersey and a Patriots.
Lynch isn't the only person saying this.
No, I know, but he's biased. You know? I don't think he's the best guy to say it.
Do you think there's a legitimate chance for him to be a once in a 15 or 20 year player?
There's a chance, sure.
Legitimate chance, I said.
Yeah.
You were poo-pooing me when guys were saying that Robert Quinn was the best pure pass rusher to come out of the league in 15 years.
I poo-pooed?
Years. Yes. Now you're with all these other guys. Andy, you spent years telling us Quinn is good and Allen is good and all this stuff.
Okay, all right. Go back in your crib. Suck your thumb.
Oh, I'll give you something to suck.
See?
I'm just saying.
Cole from Waterloo says, there's a report on NFL.com that Miami is trying to get Bill Cowher to come out of retirement. Would you like to see the Chin back in the coaching ranks? What are your feelings about him being in the AFC East?
I'd rather see him on the sideline than in the booth. I have no interest in him
as
doing
commentary.
As a Patriots
fan, I'd much rather see him in charge of the Dolphins than John Gruden.
Yep, I agree.
Most overrated coach of his era.
We all kind of agree that Cowher's overrated.
I think Gruden's overrated, too, but I think he's a better coach than Cowher.
And that, you know, certainly there's no proof that he could run a whole organization.
No, God,
you know, because he did not do that in Pittsburgh.
There's definitely smoke on that Cowher, the stuff, by the way, that we were talking about.
So, Andres writes in. Hello,
Andres.
PFW and Chaz.
Is this one of them?
He's from Alston.
Is it Andres or is it Andres?
Andre or Andre.
There's
an S at the end. But
so it's Andres.
Could be Andres.
Andres.
Could be Andres.
It's not two Andres. Right?
Anyway, so
but
is it Tippett and somebody else?
Could be. Who knows?
Andres.
Andre 3000 from
Andres.
Who knows?
It's a name. It's a singular person.
Anyway, he's from Alston.
Like
first of all,
Andres.
Hats off to yesterday's show. The Tebow Mania discussion is right up there with my PFW season highlight so far being the high motor argument. Really, it should be any moment Paul and Andy have Fred in a corner.
As long as we're all fully clothed.
It's a true handicap match. He's the handicapped one.
Quick question about the Steelers. Last year, I felt confident going into the game that we'd match up well and perform even better. We were coming off an uncharacteristic loss to the Browns and had our track record for non-consecutive losses working in our favor. Although I think the Steelers are worse than they were last year, I'm actually more worried. I think they are much improved in the passing game, and while they have no O-line, I cringe anytime Ben leaves the pocket. Every single time he does that and is a second from a sack, he finds someone downfield for a huge reception. What do you see the Pats doing differently this year, and do you think we'll employ a more aggressive defense against a terrible offensive line? And then he has a game for you. More aggressive defense, you think?
In terms of what?
I think he means rushing.
But I don't think they're going to blitz a ton.
Yeah,
I think they're going to expect Carter and Haynesworth and Wilfork to create some pressure.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think you'll see a double team on Mike Wallace on every play.
Yeah.
He'll have help over the top on every play.
I think you're right.
Don't you think, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
I think Belichick mentioned something about, you know, other teams didn't do anything
aware of
it,
but they didn't do a good job of stopping it.
Right, right.
Now, he may beat the double team like he did against Arizona, but he's going to have safety help all day.
All right, over under game. Sacks for Carter in the game, 2.
Under.
Patriots interceptions, 2.
Under.
Push. I like that.
Steelers points, 24.
That's right about perfect.
Yeah. I'm going
to. Under.
I picked 31-23, so 24.
No, I'm going to go over. Slightly over.
Ocho receptions, 4.
Under.
Under.
Roethlisberger under. Passing yards, 320.
Under.
Over.
Over, Paul says.
Over.
But it's going to be like last year. What did he throw for 370 last year?
And a lot of them came in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. To Wallace.
Well,
to Wallace,
a lot of them
right.
just came when the game was over. Right. You know, that's what I think is going to happen.
F the Jets and the Steelers. Go Patriots. And when P.S. Andy, how do you rate B.B. Jones's cans in your breast Hall of Fame?
Oh, she's not up there. They're fake, and you can even see little scars in some of the photos.
Oh, so she's
Fred,
a mess.
She's very attractive.
Oh, please.
I don't think.
Really?
I'm with you.
Yes.
Toucher and Richard with me and Fred, too.
Yeah.
After you got off the phone
clowns.
Today.
They're clowns. She's you align yourself with that.
So skanky looking.
Yeah.
She isn't, though.
She really is.
Any girl with a blank in her mouth is going to look skanky, but there's pictures
of
her, like, modeling
shots. I didn't see any pictures of that. I just saw pictures of her with Gronk's shirt on.
That's one picture.
It's the only photos I've ever seen with
her. Well, then you should look at the pictures where she actually has, like, a sweater on and looks like a woman. She's very attractive.
Okay. So you think the pictures that have been
doctored,
clearly touched
up,
as opposed to just a picture you put out on Twitter, which is what you really look like.
Well, I think virtually every woman in the Maxim Top 100, you would say, isn't that attractive. Because all of them are done up. So you got to compare. People you think are hot,
I know,
you're thinking of them at their hottest.
Have you seen them in pictures when they're not done up?
No, and I would think they're all ugly. Because you find those magazines.
I don't think they're all ugly.
The bulk of them are. The bulk of them look terrible without their done upness.
There's a guy. That's a
done upness.
You and I strongly disagree on J-Lo.
Right.
I think that she could have not an ounce of makeup on and still be beautiful.
I don't think she's that attractive with the makeup on. So.
I think she's very pretty.
Hmm. That's what I'm talking. I mean, like, just she doesn't need.
Right.
Mall test, fail.
Okay. Evidently, Andy hangs around with a lot of malls that have people like J-Lo.
Mall rat. Run-of-the-mill MILF.
I don't have a soundbite you want to play.
Raymond in Texas writes in.
Run-of-the-MILF?
No, didn't. Somebody emailed me, one of you guys back there, that I went back to an old show and you said it's a MILF convention here in Indy and you were going to. Where's the other idiot? Where's the monkey to our orangutan?
Don't have Matt's head.
Why are you calling Matt an idiot?
No, I said, where's the other idiot?
Right, which is implying
which
that
implies
he is
that
one.
He's one.
Because Andy is just a bad person.
We know that.
Sums
we do
up
know that.
Perfectly.
My
Fred.
New show, The Sports Jerk.
He's just a bad person.
You can drop the sports.
And he starring looks at, Andy Hart playing himself.
And he looks at Tim Tebow and it just kills him.
Well,
at least I can be myself and be honest.
I can't call him a bad guy for that.
I could be fake like Tebow and pretend all this crap.
I was hoping you sit that one out, Paul.
Sorry.
I mean, if I wanted to be fake like Tebow, anybody can be fake.
Yeah, because, you know, you have to be fake to be a good person.
You don't. I think there's a lot of good people out there.
No,
not
sure.
The fake one of them.
No, you missed it.
Right.
Cam Newton's okay because he's a bad guy, but he lets everybody
know. He's genuine. I like genuine people.
Do you believe that there are genuinely good people in the world?
Yes. Yes.
And why can't
have you ever met one?
Yes.
Why can't...
Matt's pointing to himself behind the glass.
Matt's a good dude.
He is good. He's a nice person.
Matt's pointing to the name
he's
on the back of his polo shirt there.
He's not yet this job here, but...
I'm working on it.
That's why we call him
it.
Matt Flashin' LePan.
Yes.
Raymond writes...
I'd rather have him than the other idiot.
Here's the other idiot.
He just came in.
Not you,
and
Jeff.
Now, don't talk about Jeff Howe that way.
Raymond
Gordy's Rayson. In the house?
Yeah, he's got
the howitzer.
Or you could just say, hey!
My goal is to get him to say scholarship today on the show at some point.
You're not going to turn into UMass football, are you? It's not going to be a show about James Ahedepo, is it?
He still wants to know where that kicker dude is. Copeland, whatever his name is.
Raymond writes in
he
from
was
Texas.
Terrible.
Quick question. If for one game one game only, any opponent, you could replace Belichick with another head coach, preferably one who was also a coordinator. Who would you replace him with? His replacement will not have a leash on him, will be able to open up the playbook completely and make any personnel change that does not include trades. I would choose Sean Payton or Raheem Morris. What would you choose? Who would you choose?
Raheem Morris.
I'd be strongly interested in Sean Payton, not Raheem Morris.
No.
Well, I think there's a philosophical type question here because – Brady's still my quarterback, right? Everything's the same?
I see where you're going.
So I would take Brady to run my offense, and I might go Dick LeBeau or Dom Capers or Greg Williams could see if he could dial up those blitzes he likes for a week.
Greg Williams had his chance.
But I would go defensive and seeing if someone else could get more out of this team on defense
than
Belichick.
Who hasn't had their chance?
Well, Greg Williams has had his chance.
Yeah, and who hasn't? Dom Capers has had his chance.
No, but
Dick LeBeau has had his chance.
This was just for one game, right?
Yeah, just one
game. Okay, because I don't want Greg Williams as a longtime coach.
No, right.
I'm just thinking about one game.
No, Andy's point is I would want a defensive guy because I think I'm pretty confident that Tom Brady would handle the offense.
Right.
For one game.
So why don't you have Rob Ryan or Rex Ryan?
Rob Ryan would be in the mix.
Yeah. All right.
Because Rex Ryan might
How about Dick LeBeau? Yeah.
I just said Dick LeBeau.
All right.
It's just unbelievable.
He doesn't listen.
All right. That's going to be it for this.
You give people aneurysms.
Now, listen. Coming up.
Pot calling the kettle black, telling us to listen.
Coming up is Jeff Howe from Nesson.com. He'll be filling in for John Rook and Eric.
And he, like the rest of
Scalavino,
us, eats more ice cream in the summer than the winter.
Him. And then at 4 o'clock,
what did I miss on there?
Pete Shepard is out.
Fred thinks
married.
More ice cream sold in the winter than the summer.
He's actually going to punch you today. I can see the vein coming out of his temple.
Eric Friends will be filling in for Pete Shepard.
Eric has no friends.
Bleacher Report and Cohard Football Facts, and he'll be joined by his partner.
But he does not work for Kerry.
And Fred is never finishing this close.
He'll be joined by his partner, Mike DeSalt, from Patriots Propaganda, or Pat's Propaganda. So they'll be here at 4 o'clock, so stay tuned. Join them. If you don't have enough of your – if you missed your Homer fix from Pete Shepard, you'll certainly get it with Eric and Mike. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. They bring it back, come in my zone. I get paid for that, count them bones. Then they guap it till the early morn. I need to come when I'm up in the club. Even my Chevy that